Hey everyone, welcome to episode 13 or 14 or something of the Show Note Show.
It is one something. Yeah. Hey everybody!
How's it going, y'all?
Been eating hot dogs.
A lot of fucking hot dogs I've been eating.
Oh my god. If you single dog it, you shouldn't be eating a hot dog. You should just...
If you're single dogging it, you're not living life.
Yeah. You're not maximizing, like...
efficiency.
The dog to person ratio.
Four hot dogs and one bun.
The single dog show?
No,
this is the multi-dog show.
Yeah, you have to multi-dog it.
You go single dog, you must be a raging something. I'm not going to bring up sexual orientations or anything like that. All right, shall we start introductions?
Okay.
Who are you?
We got Twitch, and then I think it'll be easier this time if everyone just goes around and says their own name if they're going to talk on the show.
Who are you?
Ricky.
Who are you? Good boy.
Who are you?
I'm Jimmy.
Yeah.
And I'm the best. All right.
And there is Michael.
What's up?
Who are you?
I'm Michael. I just came back from throwing trash.
Nice.
Drinking some of the thing water.
Nice, dude. Be careful.
I feel satisfied by the amount of wiener in me.
That'd be a good song.
Wiener in me?
It'd just be like 3 days grace animal, like, fuck,
the animal I have become.
But just like, the wiener
the
in
wiener
me. The wiener I have become. Dude! It's like, imagine people were wieners.
Right,
not attitude wise.
So I'm going to start this off a bit rusty.
We did just start it off.
Yeah.
This is the multi-dog show.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I guess. I'll end the show on the whole, like, Ryan Davis thing.
Hold on. Should we even post on, like, ask on Facebook for questions? I mean, like, our only listeners are already here.
Dude, Michael, why are you going to be so negative? People in Russia listen to this.
It's one true. Person,
actually,
one
I watched, I went to the audience. Dude, they're so, like Vietnam.
Does he
what?
Continue to
There's some guy in Vietnam.
It was like Russia, Vietnam, Switzerland. And, like, some other country had, like, 7.
Yeah.
But, like, ours is, like, 22, so...
Dude, our blog gets crazy hits.
But no one leaves comments on
them. No one on the internet ever leaves comments.
Which is weird, because you would figure that if you're telling us to, like...
Shut the fuck up?
Yeah,
dude, shut the fuck up. Shut down this podcast. It's a piece of shit.
Especially that Michael guy. God! Who are you?
Oh, yeah, we got a guest.
Yep.
Special guest?
Multiple S's.
So we got.
So who are you, Giga? Could you throw it up in multi-dick? Just say your name to the mic.
John.
There's John, everybody.
Hey, there's John.
And
who are you two?
Christina.
Say your name.
Say
it. Hi, I'm Christina.
Who are you?
Our number one listener.
And I'm
just
no. This is the greatest show ever. Clearly, I'm the number one listener.
Not even because you don't. Even
whatever. I am the number one listener.
Oh, that
I listen
count.
To like 300% of the podcasts.
You don't count.
Yeah, you're the editor. It's your job.
Dude,
I don't think about it like that.
Twitch.
Oh my god, are you guys seriously gonna do this?
Yes.
Everyone.
Oh.
Sorry, I should just lower the volume, my bad.
No, you should do that.
Why are you gonna be so gay?
I mean, I can talk while playing. I don't know why you're lumping me in.
I can play while I'm talking.
Train wreck of life. Oh, I'm changing channels, my bad.
Yeah, that's cool, Michael. Jesus Christ, I don't want to play
with
you.
Just press that one channel changing button.
God, Michael, you're so useless.
The one that turns the channels off?
Yeah.
You don't even have a remote control to fiddle with. The buttons are on there.
It's there.
And you're still doing it wrong.
Goddamn, Michael. So disappointed.
Alright, fuck off. Back to the show.
Okay, who wants to start?
You
Ricky,
start.
What were you even playing?
Pacific Rim!
Oh.
The video game.
Yeah.
Not the movie.
No, no,
I haven't seen
it
the movie yet.
Except Twitch.
We discovered the game by accident.
Dude, that movie is fucking awesome.
10 out of 10? Would watch again?
10 out of 10 would, like, would rank higher than The Last of Us.
Best action movie come out this year?
This year?
Yeah. Definitely.
What other action movies have come out this year?
Fucking Fast 6, The Avengers with Cars.
Die Hard movie that came out?
Yeah, and then...
Free Hard to Live Die?
And then Die Hard.
Right? Or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Die Hard came out. Yeah, that came out. Pacific Rim came out. Superman came out.
World War Z came out.
Superman, Man of Steel.
That was a good Pepsi commercial.
Why, was there a lot of endorsements going into that? Jesus Christ.
Was it like that one Resident Evil trailer where like the first half is just a Sony commercial?
Kind of.
The first half is literally just a Sony commercial. Yeah.
No, except this. Except in World War Z, like straight up goes to the machine, gets the Pepsi, and then in front of the camera, and then glugs it. So like the can is facing
it,
you.
Doesn't drink it.
And then he's like, Pepsi. No, he doesn't say that though. But pretty much that's all he was like.
He drinks the entire can and then he crushes it. Then he turns to the camera with like a shit-eating grin and says, "Mmm."
Because you guys are all saying he without previously saying who you're talking about.
Yeah. Mr. Brad Sayonara Pitt.
Okay.
God, that motherfucker is like, he can go through the worst conditions. He has a Joel moment. Not gonna,
This isn't a spoiler cast. We've already spoiled the cast. Yeah. Everybody dies.
No, don't spoil it.
Everybody's dead.
Dave. Yeah.
Everybody's dead.
No, we don't have to spoil it. We already have.
Go listen to our spoiler cast.
Did you know that in Pacific Rim there are giant robots?
What about the monsters? Do you talk about?
What are the names?
Talk about guns.
What? Gypsy Danger.
It's Gypsy Danger, and then the Australian one. And then there's a sick-ass Chinese one with three arms.
Yeah, that's
And then there's the stupid Russian one that's, like, the size of all the other ones put together. The first time it's on screen, they can't get the whole thing on screen. Like, the head keeps on going straight up.
What's that one called?
I don't know.
Chernobyl? Delta or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to know the names of it.
Chernobyl Playground?
Gypsy Danger, because it has it tattooed off its...
Yeah, and because they say Gypsy Danger a lot in the movie.
Mm.
Also, you should all see this movie. Stop listening to the podcast right now and go buy Pacific Rim.
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll wait.
Just go buy shares of Pacific Rim job.
Our podcast will get better with each. This one.
This isn't bourbon.
Not the other ones.
So. Yeah, only this one because we have a mic in the middle of the room.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have individual mics. We don't believe in individualism.
We just don't have we don't have that.
Either. We believe in one society working.
We believe
on one
in
thing.
The communist way.
That is what's up. So yeah, I played Pacific Rim.
And I played Pacific Rim.
And it was pretty fucking cool.
We were playing it on the Xbox. Yeah. This game apparently was not marketed at all.
At all, dude.
I thought the ad on the dashboard was just going to take me to a trailer for the movie.
That's exactly what I thought it is. That's why I didn't click
it. It's not. It's the game.
It's a whole game, and it's like money. It's a money game, where you pay money to buy the game. So we just played the demo.
Nice.
And the demo is pretty cool. It's a fighting game exactly like those Godzilla fighting games, like Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah. Oh, I like that game.
Except... In the demo one, the only two characters playable were Gypsy Danger and the first kaiju shown in the movie.
Why do you have to call it that? You can't just say, like, monster?
No, they're the kaiju.
I know what they are.
Just like the robots are called Jaegers.
Jaeger monster?
And everyone says it's so fast in such a, like, hurried tone in the movie that every time, I swear, they could have just been saying Ava.
Yeah, they probably should have. They probably did.
And then there was a point where I turned to my friend who was there watching the movie with me, and I was like, dude, this is essentially like the Neon Genesis movie.
Just live action?
Yeah.
It's about goddamn time.
Can't wait to see it.
Goddamn right.
Can't wait to see it.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
What?
Okay. Dude, Pacific Rim is a game.
I know, it was so fucking good.
I got him! Oh, you jackass, you landed on him!
Also, we're playing Twisted Metal as we record this cost.
Yeah.
Cost of pods. Fuck off, kid!
Is that all to say about Pacific Rim? The movie is awesome, go see it, and there's a game?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And then we played some Left 4 Dead, but I feel like everyone knows what Left 4 Dead is.
But it's just so fun. I can't stress how much fun I can have.
The speed on this guy is like he's on methamphetamines.
Yeah. Also, speaking of methamphetamines, I've been watching Breaking Bad.
It's really
cool.
Final
season?
No, that's not out yet.
No, I'm saying final season.
Oh, you should watch. I can't wait till I'm caught up.
Quick scopes.
For the final season. You mean quick scopes?
Bronze like a champ.
You know, I think if you get this under 10 minutes, you can actually get the gold. But just looking.
Yeah, we can't do that, dude. We suck.
I think.
Okay, why you guys have to say that?
All right.
There's gonna be a huge chunk edited out of this cast.
I think so.
All right. So, Michael, what have you been playing?
Other than yourself.
Yeah. We don't want to hear about that.
Alright, can you show me that?
Yeah.
Alright. I was recently...
So pick the biggest, slowest car you can, John.
Bowser's Inside Story, but I beat Enslaved.
Okay, so...
And I was just that was like the most game... I'll be back.
Okay. But yeah, he was saying it was the most game he's played... Or something, and I don't know what that means.
Like game,
like it's
like a game.
It's exactly
game?
What you would expect a video game to be. Does that mean it's super generic?
It's a game.
It's a game.
Yeah, like a hunting game.
So what's not a game?
God of War.
Movie games.
Like Pacific Rim.
No,
like Street
or
Fighter.
Like Iron Man 2.
Like Street Fighter 2.
It was a horrible
movie game,
and then they made it into a movie game.
Hey, YOLO swag.
God, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
YOLO! It's
Such
a race, okay,
ever punch anything ever.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why I told you to pick the biggest, heaviest character so I can.
Wait, what is going on right now?
It's a race.
Holy shit. Is this Twisted Metal?
Yeah.
I own this game, why don't I play it?
Because you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright, so, Michael, what else have you been playing?
Dick.
Oh, okay, cool. That's a weird game.
Yeah, it's true. John plays it a lot.
Yeah, you do. See, I told you, you guys can't play a game and, like, be a part of a conversation at the same time.
I just asked Michael what he's been playing.
You haven't even asked me anything yet.
Yeah, we do. We just asked you what game you're playing.
When you're, like, sitting down at a table, are you just there waiting for somebody to ask you a question so you can be part of the conversation?
I don't go to a restaurant and start ordering before they ask me what I want.
Yeah. What?
That's a perfect fucking analogy.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Like,
you go up to the waiter and just be like, yo, I want this and this. And they're like,
make it snappy, motherfucker.
John, you missed your entire conversation on Enslaved.
Yeah, we already talked about it. It's the most game since games.
Twitch says that you were saying
it's the most game.
It's the most game.
What does that mean? What does that
it feels like the most game I played lately.
So did you accidentally stutter
on
game or like?
You're saying that even though Enslaved is a 5 out of 10 game, it's still leagues better than The Last of Us.
No, it's not a 5 out of 10.
And God of War Ascension.
Hold on.
That
hold
is
on,
exactly
what
right. That's exactly what
I said.
I heard is.
Not 5 out of 10. I gave like 7.5.
7.5?
8. It's great. It's a good game. What I was saying is that it's a good game in like how a game. I haven't felt like that in a while. Like, The Last of Us wasn't a game. It was like a journey, wasn't it?
No, Journey was a journey.
Journey was a good journey.
No, that's bullshit. The Last of Us is still a collection of mechanics with an aesthetic.
No, but I'm not saying like that because it's.
The man's
also
got a
more
point.
About The Last of Us is the story. I mean, Enslaved's story is kind of like,
What do you mean? Enslaved's
story was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, Enslaved's story is one of the most interesting things about it.
Hey, don't die.
I wish they could build upon it.
I liked exactly what it was, though, because it was...
No, but like, so I was saying, I'm back to...
It wasn't an epic or anything. It was just an instance in these people's lives.
Uh-huh. What made me feel like...
Keep talking.
I can't. Fucking play.
Yes, you can.
You can't even
like,
talk and watch games.
Boss battles in it, and there's like when you're on the.
What are boss battles like? Are like bosses like super overpowered and shit? Like super oversized?
No,
that was I haven't felt like that in a game for a while.
So you haven't played a Nintendo game in a long time.
Yeah. You're an idiot, dog. Connected to a lot though. Like, I was saying...
Hook me up.
Hook it up!
I tried.
Yeah.
Are you surprised? I'm sure there's more than enough space.
It just felt so... Because I was upgrading my character and...
Let me upgrade you.
like finding collecting the tech orbs to like tooth power milk and shit. Like
tech orbs.
The combat was fun. Yeah. There's like sections where you would shoot shit on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
You're right. That just means it's generic.
This is about his game.
Like the way you're saying it.
You're going to start racing, John?
It's a pretty generic game.
No, it's not that it's a generic game. It's just that it's a kind of game that doesn't exist anymore. Now that every game is trying to be a triple-A presentation of something.
I'm not saying it's a generic game. So those aren't.
Wait, didn't you just say that earlier?
Fuck you guys. What I'm saying is that I like this game for what it is.
What is it?
Because I haven't experienced a game like that, honestly, for me, since like Jak and Daxter.
Tell me when they're coming back, John.
Of course, it's not as long. And like you're saying, it doesn't really need to
be. Also, don't die.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
And also, Pixie was cool.
Pixie?
Like, he was like...
Pixie was a dick, dude.
That's what I like about him. He was just like making fun of Monkey all the time. And he sacrificed himself. And then you see him explode.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun, though. But the ending, though, like, that ending was pretty, like...
What happened?
It was a...
They freed the slaves. Spoiler.
Yeah.
I don't know, fuck it. Game came out with...
Like ages 6 years ago.
And people haven't played it.
It's true. It's like $16, or like $13 now.
Yeah, it's super cheap.
It's super cheap and it's super
fun. I liked the game. I was like,
but did you see that giant plot hole at the end?
Tell me about it, cause I didn't even know what to think about
the guy who was plugged into all the like the
things
and stuff. He was talking about how he was trying to free the people from like the world that has like what the world has become, but the way we figured out was he's the one who created the bots.
The mechs.
There we go. That's
what. Is it controlled a little bit?
So like he was the one who made them, but now he's trying to free people from them.
Let me give you a chance to be a better.
So it's kind of
like yeah, like there was like it gets
forward. Really, I thought the robots had been around for so long that they just sort of became feral.
Did they say how long how far the
future is? It's far enough for humanity to revert back to a tribal nature.
That's fucking that's longer than 20 years. I'll tell you that. Oh shit! I don't know.
Also, the thing that I don't know why. I still don't know to this day why. But like the first time I played through Enslaved, the only time I played through Enslaved, I went through most of the game thinking he was British.
Why?
I don't understand what you're talking.
It's Andy Serkin.
I don't know why. I thought Monkey was British. And then it wasn't until the end where he said something that I was like, that's not British.
He had like a heavy New York accent, like a New Yorker / New Jersey accent.
Yeah, he had like a really gruffy kind of voice.
It sounded like more Tank Dempsey than Tank Dempsey in a way. Like a Tank Dempsey had his like, the voice actor Tank Dempsey. I don't know
how you can like go over the original voice acting. Like, you can't be any more original than that. You can't be any more Tank Dempsey than Tank Dempsey.
Yeah, it's him with like a hue of like a shade of this like other accent.
A Vin Diesel.
True. Enslaved was good.
Yeah, Enslaved was cool.
I want to go through it again.
I thought the combat was kind of boring. The platforming was super simple. Some of the puzzles were cool.
That was pretty cool. What? That's what made me feel like a game.
Why? But
like, there's sections where like actually walled up.
Well, exactly. But you always knew what to do, and the platforming worked more off of just pre-scripted animations at every point.
Yeah, like when he would like.
You were never climbing up something trying to figure out where to go.
Yeah, because everything was highlighted.
Really?
I still like.
Yeah.
So there's no room for exploration. You just.
No, this is
you
like
go
a, this
here.
Is a really linear game.
It's pretty linear.
This is a point eight.
It's really
point
not.
Eight, but,
it's a really good game.
I like this one. Okay, fun. Yeah, you're right. When the combat, I really never used the counterattacks. I didn't even know how to do those.
It was counterattacks.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
It tells you when you upgrade your shit, you can perform hardcore counterattacks and. How do I do these? You can jump, Monkey can go through the robots, their legs, if he's stepping, he can go through them and then attack them behind.
Yeah, you could dodge through them.
I would just go and beat the shit out of them.
I really liked the dog fights, the one in that theater. Mm-hmm. It was a theater, right?
Yeah,
that was
cool.
First one.
That one was pretty fucking cool. And then the one where, there's something in the middle, and you're on the, what's that thing called?
Scaffolding?
No, the fucking, the blue thing that he,
Oh, the Nimbus.
The cloud, the Nimbus, whatever it's called.
You missed 2000?
That fight.
Yeah,
was
essentially.
Cool.
Yeah, and then when you fight the rhino, like when you have to make it, like you're on the Titan hand. Like I was thinking, like,
oh,
man,
one of these titans
like, is gonna come up. I thought this was like this giant Titan was gonna like come alive and like.
Yeah, I was waiting for that to happen.
The rhino, and then you would have to fight it somehow, like break its limbs off.
That was still a pretty cool fight.
It was still pretty cool, like when you get to the Leviathan, it's moving. Like, I was like, oh, I mean. It's not like this concept has been done again, or you know what I mean? It's like this one was like, oh, this is fucking awesome, because like the lighting and like the way the game is.
Which one? The one where that scorpion thing is on you?
It's like shooting, like when Pixie's like destroying the scorpion.
So many fucking times in that part.
And then like three more come up, and then like one of them gets on, and yeah, that part was cool. I leveled up the plasma, the shots.
So that's
like,
the last thing I have. I never
damage.
Upgraded that fucking thing.
Oh, dude. I was killing multiple enemies one hit. Because, like, it would go through them. Like, there was, like, four of them. And, like, oh, yeah.
I remember being distracted the entire game.
Shippitaka?
Trip? Yeah. No, I was saying, I remember being distracted the entire game. Because it was essentially the story of Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Just to the point where those characters almost stopped being anything besides Oolong, Bulma, and Goku.
I want to say that Pixie is more like Yajirobe. Well, whatever. Oolong, because Oolong was earlier, but Yajirobe fits in more his style. He just made me. He's just a fucking scum. Whatever. Oolong, I fucking love Oolong. Fucking wish for panties, the most comfortable pair of underwear.
What?
Yeah. Let's not get into Dragon Ball. I can go back and explain everything. Alright, so yeah. 7-5.
7-5?
I'm going to play again.
Like we're giving games, like, scores now?
7-5 out of 10.
Yeah, we're rating system now.
No,
we're
same.
A rating system. Okay, I guess.
I give this podcast.
I give Enslaved. You should play it if you ever want to.
Over 10.
Out of fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I was just not charging fast enough.
I'm on platinum. Trying to go back all the
tech. Oh, that's a pain.
I thought it was really cool. Like that, since he's wearing the crown, he can see the little like the
when you get the mask.
Yeah.
The, what's they called?
Masks.
Oh, the mines?
The blue, the white things.
The masks.
Masks.
What's they called?
They were little clouds of dust that were like data, and you walk through them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are masks.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Those are cool. Like I found some of them.
Follow the life of Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Who is this man?
Who is this
Serkis?
It's
King Circus.
I was like, who is this man? I'm trying to find.
Circus?
Yeah.
Circus?
Or is it Serkin? I don't know.
Is it Serkin?
I don't know.
What's his name?
King Kong, Smeagol, Gollum.
And then the guy who also came out in King Kong.
Is it for
Jack Black? Or
yeah, Jim Brody.
Oh shit, that one looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's
a speaking point. About 100%ing things.
My quest.
Well, see how it says you, the keyword there was my as in yours.
You said yes.
I tried. I was fucking around.
Tried and failed.
I was kicking people off edges. You kidding me?
You failed.
What's that? It was on Michael. It's Michael.
I'm sorry, but anything short of success is just a fancy way of saying failure.
Well, that was Michael.
Nah, cause I need to try.
On mine, I'm still growing. You did try though. I had two. Had two bats before.
Yeah, and that was like on my first try. I just didn't want to see it. I was like, man, this is something I'm going to do with James later in my life.
You planned it out?
Just yeah, like, yeah,
James is going to come play this.
I was like, James and me are going to have a day.
Just going to get my naked play Batman Arkham Asylum all day.
20 fucking hot dogs and 20 Arkham Asylum.
20 hot dogs beach?
Yeah, 20 hot dogs beach.
Putting them in every orifice.
I could go for another quadruple dog.
Yeah, hell yeah, I want to go to Whataburger. But, yeah, my quest as of late has been to 100% every game I play. I will get to a million gamer score.
Starting with Disgaea?
No, fuck that game! No, like, achievement-wise. So, like, my first game is Arkham Asylum, which...
Half-Life? There's 500 achievements in that game.
There's 99 for the orange box in total. I have like 20 for that game. For that, the orange box in general.
For trophies? Because some trophies, like when you look in the guide, it says all this trophies worth 90 points. Is that like the equivalent of 90 gamer score?
Probably.
But it's for like an exclusive like Killzone's guide for Killzone 2. It says this how many points is worth.
It's not used for anything in game.
No, and but I was thinking,
it's for the new website. It's 90 points, so you can buy things.
I doubt that 4 or 5 years ago.
They planned.
Oh, they knew.
Did they?
They knew, Michael.
Yeah, just like Microsoft knew to buy Rare and then have them put out Perfect Dark Zero as a launch game on the 360. So they could put out Perfect Dark 1 as a game on the Xbox.
Dude, they've done. They know.
Oh, I was going to say, I wish they did that, like a conversion or something. So, like all the trophies, like how much... like how many gamer score you would have. They wouldn't even need to do that with like the 360. Like, oh, how many achievements?
There's a sort of equivalent to that. Just make yourself a Raptor account and then sync your.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, what it does is you just link it with all of your other accounts, like your Xbox Live and PSN, your Steam, and anything else. And it tracks all the achievements, and then it tracks you in comparison to not just your system, but every platform the game is on.
Ah, nice. Because I have a fuckload of 100% on this shit.
Nice.
Thanks. And a couple of them thanks to you guys.
So yeah, my first 100% will be Arkham Asylum. And then I'm moving on to Saw, because that game is really easy to 100%.
Saw?
You're getting into this mode where you're only playing games to 100% them?
Yes. And then my third game will be...
I thought we had enough Michaels on the show.
No,
I don't play games to 100% right away. I play games to enjoy them and then...
Well, it's because I've already played Arkham Asylum, I've already played Saw. Like, all the games I'm going to 100%, they're all games I've already played.
You should 100% Bayonetta.
And then I'm going to buy Deadpool. I'm going to buy Deadpool.
You should 100% Dark Souls 2.
So fuck close. That game.
When it comes out.
Fuck that.
Go for it. That should be your first platinum.
It wouldn't be on the PS3,
and
though.
It should be Fallout 3.
He already has one platinum. Dude, he already has a platinum.
You can't do it right now? Or are you telling me right now that the great Ricky can't?
I say I work 40 hours a week.
He already has a platinum.
That's 40 hours I need to fucking play Fallout.
On his profile, Modern Warfare 2 is platinum.
It's true.
Yeah, but he didn't do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Modern Warfare 2, like, is that...
I don't care. I don't understand.
He doesn't care about platinum. It's like,
dude.
I just want to build, a massive gamer score.
I'm in a legitimate, like argument, like, with myself, like... I want them to display my platinum, like how many platinums I have, other than fucking some percentage in some level. Because I'm like a 17 or 18%. I don't want them to know that. I want people to know.
Well, you can just go to the profile, can't you, and it tells you how many trophies you have.
Yeah, but how many people are gonna be like, oh, I'm looking and
I don't do that. I really don't give a shit.
I do that sometimes just to make sure I've always played one more game than you have.
checking how many trophies I have on me. How many bronze? How many gold? How many silver?
If there's a specific game, like I know he has more than one object, see his that. And if not, I'm always better than most of the people I have. So, like, if I have some I have some hardcore trophy hunters on my friends list. So then I have like fucking 7,000. I have like one dude has like 156 platinums. No, I'm beating him. So like by a shitload now. That fucker gave up on trophies. Maybe cry and find out.
I've beat Bayonetta several times on like every difficulty.
I haven't even.
Except for the first two.
Normal was fucking hard, but on its own.
Yeah, like the highest I made in Bayonetta was on when you're on the plane and it's time slowed down. And you gotta beat the shit out of before the plane crashes.
Like at the very beginning.
That's where I got stuck. I was like, fuck this game.
I got through. I beat that game. It was a mountain to climb over.
This is why it's his favorite game.
Yeah.
Because of that thing John just said.
And what gets me is that, like, Twitch just was talking about, like, oh, there's a whip that she can use, and there's all this shit that she can use. Like, I only knew the...
Yeah, you could beat the game and never even see any of the coolest weapons.
Yeah, I thought... He was surprised. He was surprised Twitch when I was like, yeah, I only played with, like, the first pair of goods you get and that one sword that she... Like, you can just cut everything, like, as soon as you charge it. I was like, that's it. That's how I got through the game. I guess that's probably why it was harder.
It does get easier as you keep playing it, to the point where sometimes I would just go and farm bosses for a bunch of halos and then go in and buy the accessories that I needed. Like the counter one is super useful, but...
So you're playing it kind of like an analog as how I play Dead Island? I play Dead Island, I put on a podcast, I'm just playing Dead Island, going through the story multiple times.
I don't know. I try to do that sometimes, and then a cutscene starts happening, and I'm like, "Oh, this is still the coolest fucking thing."
I love when they have that dancing theme.
That song. There is like a Beyonce style dance number at the end of Bayonetta.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Only me and Twitch, I think, are in this room right now. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be among just Twitch.
So how many platinums have you all gotten? Because I've only had like one platinum ever.
One.
Now it's Resident Evil 5.
I've only ever
explain that story.
I've only ever platinumed one thing and gotten all the achievements for one thing. I could have gotten it for Saw the first time, but I didn't want to get that last one because I didn't want to go back and play.
Let's go back to the
one. No, I have a reason.
Oh, yeah.
That's a story that has to be told.
Well, I got every other trophy besides the max it out or some shit. To the max, where you gotta upgrade every weapon completely. That took like 2 weeks of just farming money from black people.
We're talking Resident Evil 5 here.
Resident Evil 5, guys. The Magini room.
So yeah, I finally had enough money to upgrade all the weapons, and I got the platinum. And then a couple weeks later, douchebag Alex and Jonathan's brother Richard had bought this Mexican wrestling game.
What was it called?
Lucha Libre, some shit like that. I don't know. But anyway, they installed it on my PlayStation and they start playing it. That's why I wake up and I just see like that Mexican wrestler. What was his name? The skeleton. La Parca. And I wake up and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, and it was 0%. The rat didn't earn a single trophy?
No, they didn't get one trophy. It was just like, do move off of the side of the corner.
Yeah, so they got him this trophy for like this game that he would have never played in his fucking life.
Yeah, I didn't want.
And he didn't want it, so
instead of... So I formatted my PlayStation. I lost
my instead of deleting the profile, you formatted your old system.
Wait, I want to go over how shitty that thing you just said is. That whole thing. So you did everything in a game, and then your friends came over to your house and played a game, and then they actually got you a trophy in that game, but it was only the one, and you didn't want to play that game, and you were so up your own ass about it that you format the entire PS3.
Who the
fuck cares that bad?
I fucking care.
I'm with him. If it wasn't that,
you realize how horrible it was to wake up and see that asshole just like dancing?
I have zero achievements for games I don't even know were ever in my Xbox.
No, but it's like this. It's like this. Like, I had like six or seven platinums with these fuckheads, Ricky and Jane and John.
And Jonathan.
When they installed it, got one trophy.
You know what's weird?
Hold on.
Super Street Fighter 4.
Super Street Fighter 4. And it wasn't even the fact that it was like one. It was the one that used the special move 100 times. Like, come on.
You guys are
way fucking better. Like,
you know what's weird about it too? Is that they each had like the same idea. They both went on opposite sides of the screen and just started. Unaware that the trophy was a thing. They just started going at it. Hadoukens everywhere.
And they earned me this one trophy and they're like, okay, well. Street Fighter, like, I don't care. Like, at that point, I was like, I had way too much like on my profile to delete this. So I'm like, well, fuck it. One little shit. I mean, I can explain to people that it was two of my friends that were.
You can really, explain to them.
That really wanted to fuck with me, so.
You know, like, the one thing he said was too, like, was like, just get on another profile. And it was so easy to just like, oh, okay.
So this is how deliberate an asshole's like, I can't even trust my friends to not give me a trophy for a game I want. I told them.
You don't trust your friends to not accomplish things in games.
Not something so fucking lame.
Not something that he didn't want. Like, no. He never wanted.
This isn't something I wanted. It feels like John, when he played MVC3.
I'm sorry, but no part of this argument is going to seep through to me because this all sounds like the stupidest. This sounds like the little kid who gets a Ferrari for Christmas and is pissed off because it's not the right color.
God, that what a piece
is,
of shit.
Wait, that is stupid really until you're in that kid's shoes. And then you understand his plight.
No, and then you're like, oh, well, my like, god, this kid is such a piece green. Of shit.
It's like, how can I make this as far as this argument can get to you? It's like
they gave you a Lamborghini and you wanted a Mini Coupe.
It's like a Lamborghini.
It's like, say you're drawing, you're doing one of your art pieces, right? You're
okay.
Like making this really great thing. And then, like,
you need to come in and
okay,
piss all
okay, no, no, oh no, watch it, watch it.
And then it gets okay. better.
No, hold on, let me,
no, look at it this way, okay? Look at, you're doing this great art piece, right? And you're like, Ricky, can you watch my drawing? I'm gonna go to the restroom real quick. And, like, while you go, he doodles, like, the harshest dick. It's not even well drawn
like,
or anything.
Oh, I was like, this
and it's, like, in the wrong place and everything. It just ruins your drawing in it, and like, but
this
you
is,
finish your drawing for no reason.
It's like,
I don't know. I still think that might be pretty great.
Would you leave that badly drawn doodle dick?
No, yes.
Hold on. Not like this, because I mean, at that point, he's fine with it. But like, if you need a specific color, one specific color that's like, it's gonna, if it's like this, this whole thing's poop.
Okay.
Just put yourself in that place. Don't come up with some like other threads that I can just escape.
Of course, he's gonna fucking tangent
no,
from
like,
that.
No, just be like, this is like a mural of me. And I need this.
He has a mural.
You
of
need.
Him. He has his own poster.
Oh, that's right. I have a poster of myself in my closet.
This is a picture. That, like this is like something he's doing with his hands, right? Like this is what he's working hard on. And then say like, dude, Ricky, John, can you guys go to the store? You guys go to the store, right? And they're like, yeah. Can you go get me some red paint? And they come back and give you just like this fucking brown shit dirt paint.
We go out to slaughter a dog and then we collect the blood and we use that.
No, because that's the.
I don't know. I don't think I don't think that analogy fits though. It's more like, okay, my apartment is a mess, right? So you guys come over and then you each are doing something to clean up. And then John is doing the dishes, and then Jimmy walks over, and then he cleans a cup. And then John start, and then I start bitching because he cleaned a fucking cup when John was doing the dishes.
Well, clearly, aren't you gonna be like, let John do the fucking dishes? Fuck off!
They're like, no, it was supposed to be a complete set. John was doing the dishes. Now I have this one memory of Jimmy doing the dishes the day that John was supposed to be doing the dishes.
At that point, you're not going to want John doing the dishes. You're just going to be like, step away from the sink. Just step away from the fucking sink.
That's how I feel. The sink was my trophy list, and like,
and then Ricky came in, and Ricky came in and washed one cup.
Ricky came in and just washed that one cup, and just like did a like a 1% like just fucking.
He didn't even dry. He just like left like water stains and soap scum on it. And he's like, it's good, it's good.
The cup that he was drinking out, poured just dumped the.
Dunked it in the dirty water, and then just like, yeah, it's fucking good, yeah.
And then he threw it so it shattered all over my collection.
Well, no, like, he didn't shatter it. He, like, put it with it, but you could clearly tell which cup wasn't
this
fucking
washed.
This is dumb. Show me the real. This is not dumb. This is
dumb. It is a way of life, like.
This is fucking real, right?
Oh, wait,
don't
quit.
No, I'm not gonna quit. Okay. This is fucking real, Twitch. Alright?
The realest of real.
Oh my god, this is dumb.
It's buried, dude. Skyrim.
I think you put it at the way bottom.
Skyrim drink.
And even then.
There it is.
Look at that shit.
Yeah.
1% for special for performing 100 special moves. You
it did happen at 1:10 in the morning.
List.
Michael was asleep on the couch.
Look at this fucking list of like.
Nice zero. Nice like
8% complete.
Down there, faggot. Nice 4%. Queer.
Yeah, you got a 4%
oh,
on the Watchmen.
Like it's the end
oh,
is
no,
now. We didn't
answer this question. That these fuckers, again, every time.
That was you and me, man.
Oh, yeah, because...
Oh, wait, well, yeah, we started picking it. We picked up on it, but then I was like, eh.
No,
here you go, Michael. I gotta
because,
go.
Because, like, Ricky couldn't play this game. Game.
Dude, you should 100% Bayonetta.
This game is so fucking hard to look at.
Dude, you're almost done with it. Look,
do the scroll, look, some of those hidden ones, even if you read what the trophy is, it's still, like, use question mark to question mark enemies question mark times.
She's looking like, counter 10 enemy attacks
with...
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah,
what
that's the counter.
I don't even know what that. I didn't even have that. See, look at this glorious list.
We're going through Michael's trophy list to prove how big of a fucking faggot he is.
I'm seeing. I saw 1% done by Michael.
It
kind of like tarnishes it. Now I don't.
Look, you haven't even gotten 100% on Jetpack Joyride. That game is free.
Dude, break in with.
You want me to bite all golden vehicle?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you fucking retarded?
Yeah. How fucking dedicated are you, dude?
Actually, I'm really close.
Actually, I hope you never get it.
This is dumb.
This is my life.
Unfortunately, sadly, it is his life.
I'd be upset if somebody just came and earned one achievement on a game that...
Really?
They,
I'd be like, oh, cool, I got to hear the little poop of an achievement
no,
coming up.
No, okay, see, but like,
what
yeah, you were asleep, or
that,
like, you were out of it.
Like, if I heard it, I'd be like, okay, well, that kind of...
You guys are trying to justify this in the wrongest...
Yeah, then I'm like, okay, cool, like, my friends came over, and they were playing Black Ops 2 on my
and
Xbox.
And they ruined my streak of perfect gaming.
fucking my whole life. No. I don't even know what is my life. What is it?
1%. You're just like George.
Oh my God, achievements and trophies have destroyed what video games could be. You remember when you beat a game and you unlocked like different levels and like super badass costumes and weapons?
Hey man, it ain't no difference because when you've been playing these before, I 100%ed
it. Dude, I want
you beat Devil May Cry 3 for the first time, and you get so many unlock prompts that you feel like you have to sit down and play the game a billion more times.
But for Michael, he'd sit down so he could 100% it a million more times.
This is dumb.
But hey, I have been kind of slowing down a little.
You like
because
that?
I haven't even fucking played Modern Warfare 3. Or the Black Ops 2.
You've been playing for how many years and you barely started to slow down a little?
Yeah.
It's because when you're at your, when you're evolving, like when you get to your final evolution, you slow down.
It's because, look,
you get stronger.
You can tell when, like, Call of Duty. You can tell when Call of Duty started getting bad for me because I can't even fucking plot. I didn't want to even plot that shit. Or this one.
Dude, go back and Platinum Black Ops 2.
What happened to all that shit you were talking? I was like, dude, stop playing a bad game 3 months ago. And then you're like, oh, I love this game. And then now you're like, oh, this game is such a piece of shit.
The multiplayer fucking dragon.
Look at a shirt.
And I had just...
Look at a shirt!
Oh, yeah, dude, look at the shirt. Fucking go buy that shirt.
Freaking black wee-wees.
It's all about the BOP, so...
Does that have to be censored?
No.
Twitch is looking at me with a knife. He's like flinging it around.
Nice 5% on The Last of Us.
Also, why'd you bring this knife?
Did you have 5%?
Oh, no, I don't.
Knife. Check. Oh, you don't have online because you're gay.
This guy doesn't even have 5%.
Yeah, he does. He's got way more than 5%. I know for a fact. He doesn't know.
I don't know.
He won't ever know.
Doesn't that remind you?
I don't need to.
But it was.
No, but I'm telling you the line, like the line.
It was.
Spoilers.
It really was.
Yeah.
No. But we're not gonna get into that, okay?
Yeah.
So you didn't even free the slaves?
That's just like that trophy. It's like this one.
Let's get away from Michael's.
Yeah, let's stop talking about trophies so I can stay sane.
Why? This is how you're gonna go. This is how you go insane.
Yeah. Trying to figure out why this means anything to people.
I have a trump card.
I'm gonna be here
because this is proof.
Thinking about it forever.
This is proof. It's like that story that Alex says. Like, dude, I beat Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix on critical with like level 1 Sora. We can only know that story by him
because what he sells us. Yeah.
This trophies and shit are like a proof to that. Like, they're a proof to the testament of what you've done.
Well, I'm assuming that if you trust,
I don't trust your friends,
and they
basically
say something,
it's just Michael
yeah.
like being able to go to his friend and be like, "Hey, I have the bigger dick, and here's the dick to prove it."
Okay, that's
or you could just say, like, I have a bigger dick and I know.
You call that weird.
Because this is like, that's like...
You buried 1%. You loaded games into your PS3, took them out, continued to load other games just so you could bury one at the very bottom. That's not weird.
No, I beat other games.
You wasted like 20 minutes. You probably wasted like 20 minutes just loading games in so it would drop all the way down.
Yeah. This one game's already completed though. Fuck off.
I don't know anymore.
Here, toss me the trolley. You get your chargey one.
I don't know anymore.
Sorry about this tangent.
What do you mean that wasn't a tangent?
This is video games.
Yeah.
I think this is the most video games I've ever talked about this week. This has been Michael's Trophy Corner.
Oh, God.
So sad.
There was another one of those last time, too.
fucking fun corner.
Okay, so,
Goddamn.
Yeah. 1%.
Have you been playing anything?
You buried it, but it's not going away.
Other than
ever,
I don't have to see
again.
We know it's there.
I'm gonna come here.
I'm gonna make you a pin that says 1%.
I'm gonna sneak in through your window at 4 in the morning and whisper into your sleeping ear 1%.
While I'm shoving a roll of quarters up your ass.
Sideways? Just.
Okay, what? No. It was never sideways. It was always like...
It was slow and dreadful.
It was it's $100 transferred into quarters, but in one one super quarter roll, and it's just like slowly being shoved up his ass.
When the Moon Knights kill Carl the Shrimp, that Moon Knight's ass is met with some resistance. Sticking against his skull.
That's exactly what's going to happen to Michael. Just like,
so...
What have you been playing? Oh, you've been playing Pacific Rim.
I played Pacific Rim, Left 4 Dead. and a small amount of Dark Souls since last time.
I have not played Dark Souls since last time. I've been playing Arkham Asylum. Well, I played Black Ops Storyline. Which...
Oh, let's talk about that.
Oh, hey.
I think everybody knows Black Ops Storyline.
I don't.
No, Black Ops 2 don't give a shit.
People are... Woods is angry.
You remember what James said?
Your future past guy.
Well, okay, so future past, y'all, and then it's the future, and then there's the also past. A past at the same time, and then you're going together, and then they're playing off of each other, because you find out something in the past, and then it relates to something that happened in the future. And then you have choices. You could snipe the dude, or you can
snipe the dude.
Alright, well, fuck what you just said.
Wait, no, but like the thing is, I don't.
In the last of rumors, like it's one man's war, not against another country, but like with one man to find out that his dad actually loved him all along or some shit.
It's weird because
that's pretty much
your dad loves you.
Ah, probably. the level structure is weird. Like you do a past mission, then you do a future mission, and it just keeps like juggling between the two. You never do two past missions in a row or two future missions in a row.
No. You know what?
The whole time
James's playing? Explanation of the game would be cool if it weren't for that stupid music video at the end.
Oh.
That
let's just go on record,
completely
on this podcast.
Devalidates
I do not like
anything
at all
of substance of
so
that, for that
having,
game.
Yeah,
why is
so
there something at the end that I'm gonna hate?
Yeah.
Oh my god. No, you're not gonna hate it. You're gonna love it.
You want me to pop this kid right now so you can see?
No, I don't.
No, he needs to earn it.
I don't think I'm ever gonna, cause like
he needs to earn it so he can learn about the world he lives in.
The squad control missions are stupid fucking impossible.
Oh, dude. Don't even play those.
Dude, like,
if you can ignore them.
No, it's cause like I can't. Like they pop up and like I move to the side and it's like, oh, squad control, I gotta play it. What's gay is that I didn't know you only get two tries at it. If you fail the second time, it's like, oh, well, the mission's lost.
Yep.
But, like, it's stupid. Way too many enemies. Like, what they send in just trumps everything you have. Apparently.
That's why you just put all your forces into one area. You have to
no, it, I'm doing the one
no,
I got.
That would be smart, except there's, like, three. It's like
you have to. There's always three
there's
things.
Three fucking things you have to have.
The first one,
your units are thinned out.
Yeah, the first one, it's three generators, and then if they destroy two of them, you have to fall back to, like, the main genie. The thing is, like, they send hordes of enemies that your computer characters can't handle. They send, like, six dragon fires on one spot. So, like, you see your...
Like one
if you go into, like, overview mode, which is, like, you can pick different squads and become part of them, you just see their life, like, drop down. They're instantly killed, and enemies camp the spawn where your guys come out. So, like, the instant you spawn, you die. I literally had... That happened to me, like, four times before. I just, like, rage quit.
Yeah, those
like, it's fucking dumb.
That's why I'm probably not gonna bother that one actually.
That shit's fucking
because
stupid.
The challenges that you have to do like during those levels are fucking retarded. They're like destroy 15 enemies with just this one like the clog.
Yeah. Yeah, and the claw gets taken down like fucking quick.
Like that.
Like it goes up against guys and it has a tactical advantage of having them have to come around a corner, and they take it out every single time.
Dude, they have like those guns where like the barrel like it like turns around like that,
yeah.
And then they can shoot it. You know those fucking guns? They have that shit because like they're like in a corner and they turn around and like it's the claw's already under fire being destroyed.
What I do admit though is that like in the campaign squad control side, the campaign enemies are really dumbed down from old veteran Call of Duty games.
Oh, dude.
Like it seems like you don't die as often unless you're rushing out into battle. Even then you live.
Since World at War, because that was the first Call of Duty game I played. The veteran.
Really?
Yes.
I played Call of Duty too.
What was that last thing?
And 3.
No, World at War was the first Call of Duty game I played.
Are you serious?
I played Call of Duty.
And then I went back to play Call of Duty 1 later on. Call of Duty 1.
Big Red 1 was the first one I played.
No, but like I was saying,
I play Call of Duty too.
My first Call of Duty was Medal of Honor.
Frontline Assault?
I don't know.
Fucking Frontline Assault. You eat bread and get health. It's fucking awesome.
I throw potatoes in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So, at people's heads.
So, like I was saying, World at War was like the veteran in that game was. Man, that was fucking fine. Like, that was a hard ass.
I don't know. Call of Duty 3 had a pretty shitty veteran status.
No, but, like,
considering that, the absence of enemies means that bullets are flying at you.
No, but, like, I mean, for me, being like that game, like, from going back to, like, the first Call of Duty, like, playing that shit over, that was fucking insane. And then, like, Modern Warfare 2 was easy as fuck.
Then Black Ops also easy. The Model for 3 was like, oh, dude, what am I like on the recruit? And then Black Ops 2 was so easy because you beat it once, you go back to play it, you can like literally just take that one sniper rifle, the one that shoots the walls.
Yeah.
You can just take that for every mission, even the old ones. And then like you just get through the whole game like that. You can be behind like this concrete wall. Shoot, like, look through the wall, you'll see the dude there, and you shoot him.
Are you telling me there's an auger in Black Ops 2?
Yeah, but it's not three rounds, and it's not,
what was that thing I said?
The auger
is one of my favorite shooters.
There's only been two good shooters in the past, in this generation.
Fear one and the auger.
But yeah, I didn't notice that, like, when
You have Resistance
3? Yeah, no? Like, right now?
No, that was
right now. Resistance 3? I think it's at home.
I'm assuming everybody that listens to this doesn't play bad games, so yeah, like, when you rescue Woods, like, really when you find him in the what the fuck is that thing called? It's like the big ass...
The generator.
The freight.
Yeah. Yeah, like when you find him in there, like, I don't even know why they're looking at the other bodies. You could clearly tell which one was him when they walked in. Like, the fact of, like, Woods? No, it's not him.
Well, it's because they have you so, like, instead of looking all around, you're looking at down.
Like, even when he was looking down, like, out of peripherals, I would have just been like, oh, there he is. These guys are dead.
Let's go help him. No,
But I didn't try to look at him like that. I was like, look, there he is. I was like, okay, let's see what, like, they're looking at. Like, they see a lot of dead bodies, and so, like, they're looking down. So, like, I started looking down, like, at the center screen, I was like, oh, you can see why they'd miss him, because he looks like all the bodies back there.
Yeah.
But during that part when you're running away with him, yeah, like, enemies can't hit you for shit. I got in some of the sniper nests I had. Dude, like, they couldn't hit me for shit, and it was bad. I was like, this is fucking better, and I'm training it.
The only time they get you is when you're running to the point. That's the only time they got me.
Yeah, they hit me once, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, is that fucking, like, smoke? Is that scripted and shit?
Yeah,
no, and then, like, the traps didn't hit a single person.
You know you can put the fucking explosive on it, so when they hit it, they explode?
Yeah? No, like, all it did...
I was like...
The first time I used it, I saw him, like open it and put it down, and then he was holding it again, and I was like, did I not put it down or something? So, like, I opened it again, and I went back to where it was, and I was like, oh, it is there, like... So I just kept putting more and more.
Dude,
did not get shot a single time.
That one trap kills the enemies. It gets them, and they're like, oh! And they're, like, there for, like, a good 10 seconds, and then they're just, like...
They just
like, why they just go limp, and they fall down?
Fucking okay. Ragged all themselves.
Okay, this engine's been in play for, fucking 7 years.
Right? Yeah. As far as I got is, pretty much after you said... after the Egypt stand. Yeah, that was the last thing I played, because then it gave me the option to do the squad controls, and I started doing squad controls, and then I hated myself, because fuck those things. I'm going to fucking pass them, though, like, I have to.
Yeah, I did it so I can get the good endings and shit, but man, the fucking squad missions suck so much ass. I was, like, not even ordering them. I would be, like, a grunt, and I would go do all
that. That's what I was doing. I was like, okay, you guys stay. Even what I did on the one where you controlled 3 generators, I sent all of the men to one, and then the sentry guns and the claw, I put them at the other, and by myself, I handled one.
Yeah.
And mine wasn't destroyed, but everybody else's was. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you guys are that bad.
A squad of men over here, like, seven.
It was like eight people there.
You have all these little AGRs and a claw, fucking claw, and they
clean up. Like,
oh, man.
I almost did pass the tanker one, though.
Yeah.
Like, at the last second, the only thing I had left was the AGR. And where I had put the beacon down, like, the game moved it so that it was in range of where they could easily shoot it out in the open. And so, like, once I went over there with the AGR, the instant I saw it, and it was, like, at 5 seconds, yeah. Then they blew it up. And there was only, like, 20 seconds left, so I was like, fuck this game, dude. Like, no,
I hate the one
way.
In cargo.
Yeah, that's the one.
That one's so, like...
All I did is I went to the middle one first, because if you save that one for last, you get fucked. Like, there's no way you can...
Yeah, I put it there, and I was just, like, gunning them down, and like,
yeah, and yeah, what I want to do is put one, go to another one and plant it, but if you leave that one, like, that's it, it's fucking gone.
Within, like, the 5 seconds, you had your back turned to destroy it. Man, okay, we've been on this for quite a while.
Well, I mean, like, it's a topic.
Yeah, but, like, it's fucking...
But, yeah, but I've been playing a lot more... I've been playing multiplayer, like... Motherfucker, because
you're playing with Aldo and your friends, of course. Most players play with friends first, too.
I was playing Sticks and Stones with those assholes. That was a Jesus house. Yeah.
That got really out of hand.
It did.
But, I also been playing. Oh,
Everybody, the new free game from Xbox Live, Assassin's Creed 2. Go download it. Apparently it's worth playing. Apparently it's better than Assassin's Creed 1.
Oh my god, 2 is so much better than 1. It's stupid. It's like...
Okay, we're not gonna get...
They made 1 and then realized it was bad, so scrapped everything, and then 2 is a completely different game. Also, Ezio's cool.
Ezio Auditore?
Nah. Yeah. Ezio is awesome.
Who's in Brotherhood? Is it also Ezio?
Yeah, it's Ezio for the next 3 games after 2.
What is it, 2, Brotherhood?
Yeah, 3? Typically...
2, Brotherhood, Revelations?
Yeah, 3? The way the numbers work is... the number doesn't go up 1 until they change a character.
No, that's why, like, 2, Brotherhood, Revelations,
yeah. And 3. And yeah, then 3 is Connor. Was. Yeah.
Connor the engine?
Yeah.
The choo-choo!
The little engine that could.
With his little silly bows and arrows and engine things.
I don't know how to follow up Call of Duty.
Any other game that's way better? You know, anything?
Marvel versus Capcom?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it like it does it. I play it because I'm playing with my friends, but like I don't understand why people like get pissed off about KDs, about win loss ratios. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? The game's a piece of shit and it's built to be a piece of shit. I was walking around with an assault shield at one point just to trap people in corners. I literally won a game like 0-20. Because I was just trying to trap people in corners.
No, like, I would say I don't care, but my ratio has been positive for the best two games that we've called recently.
Yeah, so like,
I really need to keep this positive. So, I mean, dude,
that like
means,
the Aldo was like that. Stop.
But yeah, as long as I could do it enough, that can end. So.
Aldo was like that like he really cared about his KD at one point because it was like a 3 something, but then after a while he stopped caring and just. Started like caring about his win loss,
yeah.
Which was like really high. Like, that kid wins games a lot.
But, he has no life.
Yeah,
am I wrong?
He goes to school. Actually,
he has
does.
No life. Coming from the guy who had the counter argument for our previous trophy conversations.
Hey, fuck off! That's different.
No,
it's really not. It's really not.
It is different in the fact that
dude, you were like, "This is my life." Like,
trophy purity is no different than maintaining a positive KD in a competitive game.
That's fucking horseshit.
Yeah,
if anything, like trying to maintain a positive KD is something that has more substance behind it because you're proving
like I can
absolute skill at a specific thing.
Well, I mean, you suck dick or something.
Fucking police.
Continue.
Skill at Call of Duty.
Your idea just half-assed itself.
That's what.
What?
That's what the video games business thinks it's called is skill. That thing that makes them win at games.
James can fucking go,
dude.
Just a riot shield and beat.
How quick did that turn?
Yeah, but
turn
he
around.
Said he went 0-20.
Oh, I thought you were killing users.
No, I went 0-20 because I kept dying because all I was trying to do was trap people in the corner.
I thought you were wrecking shit.
Huh? No, fuck that. I started fucking around. Even when
do you not listen to anything we say?
No, dude. Michael doesn't like video games.
It's true. You just like the trophies.
Yeah, dude. What? What happened during E3? What were you excited for about E3?
The Order 1886.
That's it?
And that wasn't even a game.
Yeah.
And that Pendry, what's that
fucking? In fact, they've gone out and said of all the things that they showed that were supposed to be gameplay, that Order game was deliberately not gameplay. Like, it wasn't even an engine. It was all just off-site at some cinematic company.
Well, see, I'm like the shit.
I can understand I'm not fucking excited for Garden Warfare.
I don't say you'd have.
How could you not be excited for that?
Not be excited for Garden Warfare.
That game is all game.
What I'm saying is, Michael, is like we were telling you, like, oh yeah, like this was really cool doing.
This is why we say we don't enjoy. This is why we say you don't enjoy video games.
And like,
that's because a purely genius kind of game comes out, and then you're like, oh, this looks dumb.
It looks dumb. I fucking swear.
Christina, you're.
When is dumb bad though?
Did you guys watch E3?
Why not?
So have you guys seen any gameplay of Garden Warfare?
Let me explain to them, because they're making, you know, Plants and Zombies, I got you the game. They're making that for like a first person shooter. That's
like no,
just that they've seen.
Yeah.
Weren't you excited about it?
They didn't.
You were.
Did they just say that they saw it?
I just told
you were excited about it.
Did you see it?
Did you at least like what it looked like?
Speak to the microphone.
Did you think it looked cool?
No.
You didn't think it looked cool?
Yes, it looked.
Don't be pressured into answering don't us. Say what the, you know, if you don't, if you don't agree with us, you'll just have to get off the show and everything. Get off me, fucking John! Fuck off!
You guys are on the same team. Don't fuck each other.
Yeah, I know. I'm in last place.
Garden Warfare looks fucking cool.
I fucking
Garden Warfare is gonna be fucking cool.
It is fucking cool.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree, like.
Then you better just fucking tell me where either, you want your swastika tattooed.
You're either a regular...
Garden Warfare is right up there with Saints Row 4 in stupid, badass, super awesome things.
Fuck yeah,
don't even get me started about Saints Row 4 also.
Oh, why? Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's see what you have against the game of the generation.
Okay, that is by far just some fucking brain savings. You know,
but it's so dumb.
You see, you know that.
It's so... No, but the difference is, it's so dumb and it knows it.
That's why, like, it's so dumb that... Not even that, like...
Oh, God.
It's like, I don't... I saw a trailer clip where you put the game of generation, I was like... And I was looking at it, I was like...
The alien
This
one?
Is really, like... This is really what I'm watching right now.
This is the premiere.
This, that is, like... All of those things are one game.
No, he's like, this is the game of the generation. This is what people are going to look back and say, this game... To round out all games. There's one game to rule them all.
Yeah.
To find them all, to bring them.
Dude, seriously? Me being, like, I've always preferred... That's right. I've always preferred Grand Theft Auto.
Dude, I fucking love Grand Theft Auto.
I've always preferred Grand Theft Auto over Saints Row, only because I always thought Saints Row looked stupid. And then now I realize that the reason I thought Saints Row was stupid, like, was a bad game is the reason that makes it such a great game. And now I'm honestly really excited for
Man, see, like,
play the third. Oh right. My God! Stop sucking dick out there!
Get out of my fucking way!
Oh, sorry. They're playing a heated match of racing. And
it's not really that heated.
The sucks.
It's heated when John sucks freaking donkey wee-wees out there.
A lot early because Michael was just like...
You're taking detours out there to, like, pull over the side of the road and get blowies to fucking every donkey you see.
I just got an idea for, like, if we were to make a video where we can do his fucking description of how I was getting in the way, where I'm like... Like that? Just like getting in the way like that? That's bullshit.
I swear, that's how it happened.
You ready?
James, how did you bring James... That he started deep throwing your nuts?
What?
Yeah,
apparently John showed me his nuts and, like, I start telling
Michael
them
seems
and...
to be deflecting.
Yeah, no, sorry, I'm like off the rails here.
Yeah, what we were trying to say is Saints Row 4 is gonna be the best thing
since Saints Row the third.
So the best game since Metroid
You're
Prime.
Sucking weird is that?
It's like I can't. I don't know.
Why not?
It's just that game doesn't look fun.
Because Michael doesn't like
what?
Holy shit,
dude! It looked fucking retarded. Like,
I wish I could abort you right now.
Abortions do last.
I saw that shit. I saw that trailer and I was like, I can't understand how he was excited for this.
Because
this
we appreciate funny
like,
games.
Dude, I was excited for The Order. Like, I saw it. I was like, this looks really cool.
Dude, you know how every game has Keith David as the voice actor of a general or something?
Who?
He's the guy who does the voice in the Go Army commercials. And now he's in every game. Saints Row the 4 has Keith David as Vice President of the United States, Mr. Keith David.
How could you not be excited?
Guys, like I was telling, like, Garden Warfare seems more exciting than that fucking game.
You hurt me, Michael. Like, I think I might commit genocide.
I'm more excited for Garden Warfare than Saints Row 4.
And in fact, that you guys said on the podcast that I don't want to do games, but when you guys were talking about fucking, was that Titanfall? Titanfall. Even though I had, like, really, like, opinions about it, that looks like a lot of games look way more interesting than Saints Row 4. So, but for me, remember. For me.
You don't like fun things.
No, he doesn't. He likes angry things. He likes angry things and bad games.
Fuck you, they're not bad games.
They're not bad. They're okay.
Dude, I was watching a documentary on Hercules today. Even that was more exciting than God.
I'll be failing this fucking mission.
I won't.
I'm probably a nade.
He will probably die. He sucks.
Nade.
He can't do it even as I'm doing it.
Just jump on that bitch.
Don't do it. Wow, you fucking failed. Well, you'll live.
Jump on again, dude. You fucking jump me.
Just jump. Gotta hit you.
So,
But that's just me.
Childish. Childish. Angry. Closet homosexual.
These are all words I would use to describe Saints Row in a positive way.
Childish, me because I don't like the game or love that.
Childish. I honestly don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
What one came from?
Childish.
The whole childish, childish, angry, and closet homosexual.
Oh, God.
But thinking about it, yeah, that does, like how you said, describe Saints Row, I guess.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, but in the best way ever.
It's like the way Fast and the Furious has become good. Because
Dominic Torpedo?
Oh my God.
He runs the game on the Rock. And that's the only way that movie for series cannot be described.
There's a scene in Fast 6 where, like, Dom and The Rock come together like fucking Megazords, and then they take out a big guy.
God damn it, John.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I want to.
That's called The Rock Diesel. Appreciate.
The Diesel Rock.
Wait, you haven't seen Fast 3 since yet?
Yeah. It's not, yeah. It's seriously Fast 6.
It was actually
seriously Speedy 6.
It was a fight on the plane?
Seriously Speedy 6. With yeah. The one on the longest runway in history?
Yeah. Across the
plane. The only way that works is
the only way that works is if all the scenes are happening simultaneously. Like, that Asian dude and his girlfriend.
But they weren't.
While Vin Diesel's fighting with The Rock, you know? Yeah, that his girlfriend dies.
Yeah.
Han. Is that his name, Han?
Yeah. Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Yeah, it's sad that Han dies, dude, because like, he's really influential in like the whole Korean community.
Am I going backwards?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess I don't like games.
No, you're still in second place.
No, we were talking about Fast and the Furious 6.
Yeah, seriously, seriously, Speedy 6. What's
what
the next one?
What if the next one's called Speedy Gonzales 7?
Then
fuck, I'm on board!
Okay, then, you know what question they'd have to ask? The same one they asked about Watch Dogs. How long is it going to be until
like, at this point, the title of the next movie could be a spinning tire with the number 7 written on it.
It's fucking gonna be. It's gonna be Dom's head just spinning around. It's just gonna be Vin Diesel, and it's gonna have the number 7.
Oh no, but it's Fast and Furious, so it's a speeding tire, but it has like an angry face on it.
No, not even a face, just angry eyebrows.
Yeah.
Angry face and muscles.
Like, hidden in the corner.
Alright, so.
Oh man, fucking Carvengers. That is what the movies have become. Since Fast 5, Dom and his team have become the Avengers of cars.
Oh, fucking yes!
No, you're not supposed to kill him.
Well, I'm gonna kill him anyway. Deal with it.
Oh, God, oh no, the bomb. But yeah.
Oh, Axel! Shit.
Well, didn't those new trailers come out for Grand Theft Auto?
I haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them? I haven't
Guitar
seen them either.
Guitar 5.
The actual gameplay for each of the dudes.
Yeah. I haven't seen them.
Are you pumped up about that game?
I'm excited.
You don't sound very excited. In fact, you sound like you think that's a bad game also. And that it's going to fall out. And that you're not excited game. About it. And that when it was announced at E3, you probably shit yourself like because of how upset you were.
Not that
they're bad games. I'm not saying these games suck.
You just said that earlier.
Did I say specifically?
Yes, you did.
That God of War for this sucks.
Yes, I heard you.
What if there was a mission in Grand Theft Auto 5 where you're playing as one of the dudes and then you're jumping off a bridge and then you have to real-time switch to another dude who's on a crane moving like a pathway for you to land on, and then there's a third dude who's just distracting all of like the assault forces that are trying to get towards you, and you're just jumping between all three of these characters at once.
That should happen.
Doesn't that sound awesome?
That does sound awesome.
But it's stupid, right?
No, it's
like the stupid kind of awesome.
Yes.
That doesn't sound pretty. That sounds fucking legit.
Oh, I'm shocked. You're excited about something that's not God of War.
I like that you guys fucking rag on me for God of War, and God of War is great. Fuck you guys.
I don't rag on you for God of War.
Ricky.
What?
Because you only like Chain of Olympus.
I like Chain of Memories. That was a good.
God of War game. Is probably the best God of War game.
I had to take off the S because apparently it got that really.
Yeah, it's only the one chain. Yeah.
I think Lollipop Chainsaw was the only okay one.
Which one?
Lollipop Chainsaw.
Fucking disgusting.
Careful, John. They kill us.
Hey, whoa! You back the fuck off.
Yeah, Kratos.
Dude, Kratos in a skirt looks great.
His form is fucking masterful, dude.
Dude, it was so true to the lore that he carried Zeus's head around with him the whole time.
He never decapitated Zeus.
No. Yes, he did. Helios. The whole game, you're playing with him, like, hanging from here.
Yeah.
This thing's broken now, by the way.
No. Kratos decapitates Zeus at the end of Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
Don't you remember that? By the way, Christina, you've been playing certain games. You've been playing Brutal Legend and Skyrim. That's right.
Skyrim job.
She's a little 15 new.
Back the fuck up, dude. I'm like level 2.
I get to like
spam iron daggers.
I don't even know if I level in that game anymore. I just choose a direction and go.
Oh, you know, I haven't even given you advice. Just smith iron daggers.
No, you don't get strong like that. You know what happens? You end up spawning tougher enemies that will wipe the floor with you.
Yeah, what you do is just punch little kids in the face.
You know what?
She said she sucks at that game. She's fucking bad.
You know the conversation we had? I was telling her, she was like, "Oh, I'm getting my ass beat in this game. Like, why do you learn difficulty?" Like,
that's exactly what I fucking.
That's what she said. That's what she told me. I'm like, "Then Christina, I have nothing else to tell you but smith iron daggers until you know what smith."
But that won't help you.
Yeah,
deal more damage.
That makes the game like a million times harder.
It'll keep her alive longer.
Slightly
longer.
Second one.
What you need to do is just like look up a walkthrough and find all the Daedric weapons, or accidentally find them. That happens
all the
a lot too.
What he does.
I accidentally found apparently the strongest sword in the game like 20 minutes into the game.
Which one was it?
Like Dawnbreaker.
Oh, Dawnbreaker's so cool.
I hate getting that one because I did the iron dagger trick. So when I went in, the enemies that were there fucking molested.
Take this away from me.
James, lend him yours.
I'll lend you mine.
Dick.
In your butt. And I'll say
Twitch.
What.
This is all for you, dude.
So, Twitch.
Get under him. Get under him, Jack.
Why is it so, like, going in so crazy soon?
You have to get under him, Jack. Why are you bad at this game?
I don't know.
No, we've been raping
you. How long are we?
Like an hour.
Damn, this is fucking short.
Are we almost wrapping up? Let's
this is
no.
Wait, get under.
Girls, what questions do you have to tell us about?
Why don't you like good games? I think that's a question on everybody's mind.
Wait, me?
Or yeah. You're a fucking idiot!
Why are you guys playing Twisted Metal of all games?
Because we're twisting metal.
You know what Jonathan wanted to do? He's like, dude, you want to play Twisted Metal? I was like, yeah, Twisted Metal in my ass.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Dude,
you're fucking gay. Bring
fuck
a Twisted Metal dildo in your ass.
Oh god.
Oh, Evo was this weekend.
Oh yeah,
Evo.
The Evo hype train.
Yeah. The Evo hype train. It was the hypest thing of. Did you watch any of it?
No.
You should have seen some of the Street Fighter. I mean, not Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I see Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
I'll see the
dude. We saw some Mortal Kombat. I saw a bunch of Green Lantern.
He saw a bunch
Arrow,
of Injustice.
And then I saw Superman versus
Nightmare.
I saw Popo and Nana wreck so much shit in
dude,
the Super Smash Brothers tournament.
Their asses handed to them by Jigglypuff.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
It wasn't Fox or Captain Falcon that won Melee.
Wow.
The final was like Jigglypuff. Popo and Nana versus Jigglypuff.
Who fucking competitively runs those guys?
The best.
That's really fucking...
John, can you wreck shit with them?
With Popo and Nana.
Oh, fuck them. Maybe Jigglypuff and
how do you run them like, competitively?
Competitively, apparently it's all in timing the two's attacks so that one attacks and then... Between
like
the delay of the second
attack,
you're getting out another attack, so you stun lock them.
That's true. Dude, that guy, Jigglypuff, like, one time he killed him, he had, like, 8% damage. After he finished doing that little, like, combo between the two of them, had, like, 147 damage.
And then he just blasts it up.
Again?
Yeah, because Popo and Nana have this one infinite you can set up that always results in a knockout.
Well, then you think of that. It's fucking Deathman.
I just stick with Wolf or Ganon. So if you're like parking near the edge, just.
You get to do that.
Nah, I like Zelda. You can, or Sheik, because he can. Because who can dodge that lighter, huh?
So, got any questions?
Yeah, why don't you appreciate games?
Yeah.
Not you, you fuck.
Well, you said questions.
Not like, from you.
Well, I'm inclined to ask
James, ask me a question.
Alright, why are you gay? Why are you a closet homosexual?
Stop chewing on the cord, Ricky!
I'm not chewing on it.
Put that cord down.
Okay. You didn't boom drop that cord in your ass.
Give me the cord.
No, I have secret revenge. Earlier, I was playing with it and found my left nut.
Nice, dude. You never want to lose that thing.
It's always the left one.
Cord.
Dude, this guy's fucking raping me.
Yeah, I know. I can see that. And you know what's funny is that they haven't done shit to me.
Yeah, you have no idea how crazy, how hype you get when watching EVO.
I do. I saw them last year.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
The things they do. I saw in Injustice. I saw a bunch of Batmans being played in a way that I didn't even know he could move.
Is it like when you see like legit combos or like in Mortal Kombat 2 and like they're doing all this timing and it's a full combo? And, like, I didn't even know.
Dude, I saw Green Arrow being played the way I've always wanted. Since I started playing as Green Arrow.
Apparently, the way high level Green Arrow is played is the way Green Arrow would fight in an actual fight.
Damn.
Let's get into the engine.
It's so crazy.
I'll go find Lightfish if I are you.
I think I got the most into the Marvel vs. Capcom tournament. That was insane.
Man, I want to see how far these guys, like Finn or Alex or Jerry, would make me.
Jerry would get really. I think Jerry would get really far. Jerry's really fucking good at the game.
I don't know. You need to see like the things these people were doing.
You think you can handle it?
No.
There's like some combos with Magneto where they just and they keep in the air and you know it's fucking sorcery shit.
honestly, like, the two characters that I saw that looked like the hardest obstacle were Zero and Morrigan.
Oh.
Because people have gotten Zero. Well, no. This one guy, the guy who ended up being the world champ, his Zero is flawless.
Fucking god tier?
Yeah. It's god tier to the point where all he needs to do with that character is make contact, like non block contact, and you're dead.
It's over.
Now I need to see this fucking evil bitch.
Yeah. But still, I think the comeback story of that one guy, Justin Wong, is the most amazing thing. It was the most tense thing in the world to watch. Because he always comes out in like top 5, top 8 of any fighting game he's in. And so, he lost out of the finals and got knocked down into the loser's bracket. And so, he won his way all the way back up to the loser's bracket, but in the championship round of the loser's bracket to get back into the winner's bracket, he was up against this one guy who had learned to play Morrigan in a way that was impossible to hit her.
Yeah.
And he was using his team from MVC2. It was Akuma, Wolverine,
and
Storm. And just the way those characters work, like
Typhoon.
No, like they're very old school kinds of characters with very tried and true strategies behind them. And the way this guy was using Morrigan was so outside of the box that he literally could not get him. And it wasn't until the one match where he had to win or else he would be dropped out of the tournament. Where he figured out how to kill Morrigan, and he did it with, like, a magic pixel with Storm left.
I fucking hate magic pixel. Fucking and that's such pixels. A revelation. That's such a, like, a comeback story, that fucking pixel.
And that one magic pixel win, he didn't lose a single round until the grand finals.
Damn.
And even then, because he was in the loser's bracket and made it all the grand finals, the guy in the winner's bracket, all he had to do was win a single set. For Justin Wong to win, he had to win 2 sets in a row. Damn. So he had to win 6 matches. And so it was 2-2 in the first set, and
Justin Wong came back with a super crazy, ridiculous comeback, and so they had to, like, reset the entire bracket and go into a second round for him.
God damn. Did he end up winning, or?
No, he ended up losing.
Oh.
So a great underdog story.
Yes.
I feel like playing Marvel's Capcom 3.
It was magic. It was so magic that me and Adrian ended up playing fighting games for the rest of the night.
I didn't even fucking look.
Hey, no, it's just a blindfold thing.
And also, he's very good at Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
He's looking at you, John. Like, the whole time,
Switch said that he's looking at you. What was I using in Marvel's
Capcom 2? Like, he rolls a low tier team. It's like. Roll,
Dude, she's a bitch to hit.
Yeah.
Roll.
You have to jump in or crouch to hit her.
Won't you lose?
Just fuck your shins up and yeah. Something fierce.
And that soccer ball of hers is the worst. John, you played a bunch of Marvel vs. Capcom too.
He yeah. Plays a lot of fighting games like that.
Actually, yeah, John plays fighting games altogether.
Yep.
Even Mortal Kombat.
Or SNK vs. Capcom.
Fucking Rick shit as Kratos.
Tatsunoko vs. Capcom.
King of Fighters?
King of Fighters, yeah. I use Terry from King of Fighters. I was like fucking wrecking Jonathan.
You were wrecking Jonathan?
Yeah, that
Jonathan's always going on about how he's fucking.
Jonathan couldn't beat me. Jonathan and Alex couldn't beat me.
Ralph, you douchebag. Nah, like, we rush him and just. And, like, rape us. Oh, no, you hit us and just.
Yeah, I'll just wait for you to come back down and then just come off.
What is that?
No, it's explain
to me what's on screen.
The Buzz game. It's fucking. Fuck, I forgot the name of those two. It's.
Hansel
Hammerhead
Riddle?
And.
They both look like Nathan Explosion.
Hammerhead and something in the other.
They both look like Nathan Explosion?
You see the face? They got the long hair and the.
Oh, you're talking. No, he's talking about. Like, you're talking about the
drivers? Yeah, the drivers.
Because it's Mr. Grimm.
Mm.
Oh, go heal, John. Stop
chasing
two cars at once.
No, it's Mr. Grimm and then. It's not literally two Mr. Grimms.
But it's literally two Mr. Grimms.
Yeah.
Appreciate a good game.
I don't understand why Michael's like so anti real like real life.
What?
Oh, they're like what?
Anti real life?
No, anti real life.
Anti real life? What does that even mean?
Like James just told him something, and then he was like, "No,
no, that's not true."
No, I said, "Fuck you." I mouthed and "fuck you," James.
Exactly. Yeah.
That wasn't saying no.
Yeah, that's just wanting to say fuck you to James.
When has James not?
Look at his face. You just want to tell him to fuck off.
I want to get his face.
I've been telling him to fuck off for 9 years.
I want to put a fucking a sweet pickle in his fucking lower jaw. Give him fat gums.
Fat gums?
I'm sure you would like to put something of yours in his mouth.
Ah, you're pretty gay, dude.
Dude, you gotta make it.
I'm a classic
fucking closet homosexual. Not so closet. It's like the door's a little open.
Pretty sure. It's one of those see-through doors. It's like the
no, it's just slightly cracked open, so we can see you like peeking out. Hoping to catch a glimpse of John walking in with his shorts.
You've been wearing a lot of shorts lately.
Yeah, like
why have you been wearing so many shorts?
Because it's fucking summer.
No,
you wear pants, dude.
Yeah, I wear pants.
I don't ever not wear pants.
Yeah, I mean,
even in the shower.
That's true.
Jesus fucking
he
Christ.
Sleeps with pants on.
No, only when I'm just so tired I collapse in bed.
No, like you sleep with your long jammies.
Oh, yeah.
Did John, have you found leg blankets?
They are. No. I have a pair of long jammies.
They're back. Leg blankets.
Dude, just get a
onesie. There should be some
like, onesie like James.
There, right there. But it's like how... It's like how socks are just foot pants, and like they're comfortable.
Foot pants.
Ah, oh, shit.
Oh, that was a dick move that he just did on you, James.
I know, all that life. Oh, shit. Yeah, all that life I'm just getting lost. Why'd you make that weird slurping
what
noise?
What have we been...
Virtue's last reward.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's about alternate... It's okay. It's like a...
It's okay.
It's...
He just comforted himself. Oh, man. Time.
What's the easiest way to introduce Virtue's Last
Reward? John, you heard that game is...
I forgot that thing was in front.
It's...
You're going to go from behind.
It's more good than it should be.
More good.
I heard that. Someone described
more
it.
More good?
That game has...
No,
that game is
equal is good. It's more...
Let's get him, John. I have a repetition.
So all you did was say that you.
I don't know. I think
you are a contribution to society. I get it.
Fucking got him.
I don't need to send them, right? Fuck that guy.
Okay, so Virtue's Last Reward is like if Saw was an
anime.
Wait,
get back, get away. Just drive away from him.
But because it's an anime, it gets incredibly insane.
Oh.
So on top of being trapped in this crazy game room setup that has each of their lives at risk, like there are 9 people.
Yeah, he's chasing you, dude.
And this is the sequel to a game called 999 on the DS. So on top of that, on top of the crazy puzzle room life or death setup, there's this added layer of fuck. What would you call that thing I showed you? That is the entire game of VLR.
The flow.
The flow. Okay.
Flow's a good game. That game company.
Yeah, but so.
Oh, shit.
So in VLR, to track your story progress, there's this flow menu, and it's filled with a whole bunch of branching nodes, and every time a decision comes up in the game, you go down that path. But all the other paths are still open. And so you reach a certain story path, and you get that specific ending. But there are like 20-something different endings. And the only way to actually beat the game is to go through all of the endings, because to get to a single ending is really short. So, you get to an ending, and then you restart from any node that you've already been to go down a different path. But you do this enough times, and then the characters start becoming aware of the fact that they've been going through the same story over and over and over, with only slightly diverging paths. And so they're trying to figure that out at the same time they're trying to figure out this crazy murderer's puzzle room.
What's this game called again?
It's called Virtue's Last Reward.
It's on Vita?
Yeah. It's also on 3DS.
I need a Vita. Oh, I have a 3DS, but I need a Vita.
Two games.
I know, I was fucking...
No, check it.
I was quick scoping kids right now.
Check
nice,
it.
Nice, nice.
I got this shit fucking...
Look at that.
I'm gonna... That thing.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's like a gun that shoots
Virtue's Last Reward.
Yeah.
This thing stops. Oh.
No.
Stop you.
The needle's going, but the computer's having to lag behind filling in the visuals. But
Virtue's Last Reward.
Oh my god, that game is so awesome. But it didn't become awesome until after I had already beat it a couple times.
So you've already beaten it more than once?
Yeah, I've already reached an end of a series of events more than once.
What an unfortunate series of events.
Yeah, I mean, the basic story setup is these 9 people wake up in separate rooms and they all can't remember anything about what's going on. They only, like, as the story progresses, they start filling in vague details about themselves. But the way the serial killers... like puzzle room setup works is everyone is wearing like a watch, and each one of those watches color coded, so people have to go through specific doors with like certain color combinations, and if they don't then they die, because in every watch is a combination of an anesthetic and a poison. And so if they do anything to deviate from the rules, that will inject them. But what establishes all the rules is this AI that has control over this facility where they're all trapped, and the AI tells them every chance it gets that the serial killer is one of them. So technically, all they need to do to end the game is to figure out who it is.
So it's Clue.
Yeah.
It's Clue with a million.
It's Clue, but you're constantly going back and doing and like finding a different path in the story.
Does the murder change every time, or
no? There's only one specific thing.
It's just the one murder, actually.
But sometimes, depending on the story path you choose, the murder doesn't even matter, because the first ending I got the perfect color combination to where only I could get out of the facility, and no one liked that, so they killed me.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I changed it so that someone else got it. And
you killed them?
We didn't kill that person, but because that person was actually convinced not to leave. That first ending I got, the dude, they killed him because he was like, fuck it, I'm going to get out of here right now. And they're like, we can't have you running around with the bracelet to get out, so they killed him.
Did they shoot him in the face?
No.
It's a goddamn shame.
They bludgeon him to death?
It's like, no, it's like a first-person puzzle game, so like you just hear a thumping and the screen goes black.
Oh.
So they do an ice.
I thought it was like that one fatality that Scorpion has where like he's like he takes you to hell and then like all these other scorpions come and then they're all just like the screen goes black, you don't know what happens to you.
No.
It could have been
gangbang.
Could have been that. It could have been just they each get one punching.
Mortal Kombat really went a different direction with that fatality.
Virtue's Last Reward.
Yeah, it's free on PlayStation Plus this month.
Oh, fuck.
I wanted to get back into the account.
Oh, and on top of the game, just in its story being really crazy, the puzzles are really cool.
Are they like Resident Evil style puzzles where like you really have to think about like what it is?
Yeah, some of them are, and then others are... Fuck, how could I describe it? They're almost all really crazy logic puzzles. So there's a point where I wanted to get into the safe, and it was a 4-digit combination. But the keys to use was like an order of operations, the symbol. So it was like plus, minus, division at different points. And then like in a grid, there are like the numbers. Or there are numbers that could be added, subtracted, multiplied, or divided together to get another number. And so, not only did I have to find the combination, to input the combination, I had to find, like, the right math problem to get each one of those numbers.
Ugh. Oh, God.
That sounds complicated.
This entire game is complicated.
Fuck.
Sounds fucking cool.
Yeah. So you would recommend it?
Oh yeah, if you have a means of playing that game,
give it a rating.
Because that's what we do now.
Yeah, we're rating.
I'm not done with it, so.
Well, as of right now.
Fuck.
Review in progress.
As what do I review it as though?
Anything.
Like, do I review it as a handheld game? Do I review it as? I mean, this is essentially a. This game is one part puzzle. Like, this game is 30%. This game is 20% puzzle game, and the rest percent visual novel.
Rated on based on both of those.
Rated based on both of those, it is.
Rated however makes you happy.
I don't
know.
Whatever
tickles your pickles.
I give it a play out of Twitch.
Nice. That is probably not a good thing, but
that makes sense. In a way. Run, John, run, you tail.
No, he's not. Oh, shit. That's right, John, the champ, dude.
Yeah, I actually got the dude onto the
But yeah, there was a point where these two characters were having a conversation in the game that was so meta, I had to just turn off the Vita and go do something else.
Really? Was it like that? Like,
yeah.
What was it about?
It was about how... It was going one step beyond the characters and just talking about me and how, like... Using one tiny example as a situation, this chick got a die, a six-sided die, and threw it inside of a box and closed the box. And they're like, okay, pick a number. And then, like, they picked the number. And then the number I picked ended up being in the side that was up. And so I redid that section over and over and over again, and every number I pick is always the number that side is up. And then the character who's guessing is like, why the fuck is this always happening like this? And then they're like, well, it's simple. Like, there's a force in motion that is essentially in control of everything that you're doing. So you're always going to pick the right thing.
Yeah, I can't get this.
Well, I had the guy on the thing.
Yeah, earlier we had the guy in, but he didn't... Like, he was just hanging there.
Oh.
Also, if I get hit one more time, I'm fucking dead.
Remember to use your shield.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, not right now.
Yellow swing.
Yellow blades at 420.
Mm-hmm. Bitch. That's right. If I hide in the school, he won't know where to find me.
Sorry.
It's alright.
Kill John. Destroy John.
Yeah.
Hey,
Michael.
No.
Fuck these guys.
I need to talk.
Fuck their mothers.
So they've loud, been talking this whole show. You know how hard it is? Gonna have to be editing these guys.
Yeah, we're gonna.
You don't edit.
We're gonna have to edit their little mutters.
Or just like parting them off as a
ghost.
I was gonna say moths.
Also, Bridget's here with pizza and stuff.
I'm going to want to go to Waterbury.
We will be back. I don't know whether to stop or hit the record button.
Doc!
I'm gonna hit this. That's Doc! Not a button I should press. I'm gonna hit.
Well, because I'm, I can't.
You know what sucks, Michael?
Wait, what are we gonna go back to?
You want to go back to how I don't like games and.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you, boy.
No, you don't like games. Well, we're past that already. Our feelings have been hurt, but we've learned to accept you.
Also, trophies.
And
trophies are not a way of life, Michael.
Apparently they're not.
This has become the intervention podcast.
Triple dog.
triple dog intervention podcast.
Stop making that noise. It sounds bad. It sounds weird.
What noise?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Let's make a remix on that. Let's make a remix on that quick. Start belting out lyrics, John. Go.
You want him to throw up or?
Fuck you, you go, Ricky.
Fuck you, you go.
Fuck you, you go.
Fuck you.
Cut that out, make it louder, that's our theme song.
Fuck you. That's literally the worst theme song ever.
Fuck you. No one else has to sing anything.
It's so hard to eat three pizzas at once.
Wanna listen to the
talking.
Fuck you song?
No.
We're talking.
Fuck you, Michael. Go.
Oh, fuck you, Twitch. Go.
Oh, fuck you, Triple Pizza. Oh man, you guys are going single thrusts. You're not even worshiping it. at least get two in there, you know. Remix.
None of you will ever be musicians.
All it is a soft beat, you know, just the
yeah. Like in the back, there's just somebody going.
And occasionally you'll say a lyric, and then someone else will like echo you.
Like we can get some like choir people in the back going.
See, like start it, James. Start it quick.
Hey, you wanna like get off my beat, homie, or
get off
his beat?
Exactly. There you go. Get off that beat.
Get your own tempo, faggot.
Tempo.
Michael. Go. Oh, wait, the fuck you for a day.
Best theme song ever.
Don't you forget the only lyric in the song.
Because I was like, yeah, Michael, and I can do it.
Michael.
Oh, you two are the least closeted homosexuals. Oh, my God.
what are you playing? What's the next game you plan to play?
Remake.
Yo, give me that. You?
Michael.
fuck you. Go.
Next part. My name is Michael.
I rip and I run.
Hey. This is the way that Michael spits.
You've been playing Peggle.
That game's just.
And me too.
That was addicting. Hey, Minecraft together, we
peggle
together, we
bop it. Minecraft, peggle.
Fuck a ball. Yeah, I'm sure you'd like to peggle Michael, huh?
Yeah. I like to peg-leg Michael.
Yeah.
Peg-leg me?
That's what you do, is you stick your foot in his ass. You pretend like it doesn't exist anymore, like you just wait till it like falls asleep. Then you pull it out and then like peg-leg. Let me play soccer.
I'm getting pretty tired, John.
This is disgusting.
I think we should play soccer.
Twitch, it comes as bad as his text to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so the story of
me finally going to my grandma's house to, like, get super old mail and pick up my GameCube copy of Resident Evil. I took a picture showing these guys that, like, I finally got it, and I sent it to them. The only reply I got was from you, saying, you know this means I have to suck the skin off your dick, right?
No. No.
Suck it so good.
If you read the message again, it says, you realize I'm have to suck the skin off your dick, right? For some reason, that second F didn't go in. I'm at the beginning.
And when I get home, you know what, I don't even need to say anything to him. He just turns to me and says, "You know this means he's gonna have to slip some of the skin off your dick."
You know what? You know what gets me in my head is that Bridget's fine with this because she fucking probably sees this firsthand.
Yeah, I told
Jessica and Christina are just like, "What?"
We told Bridget about like if Twitch was a girl. How like our lives would be substantially different.
He told you, this is the worst story.
Yeah, because then I could Twitch was through that story.
Then I could really sing the song.
Fuck you, Twitch. Twitch.
See it. Yeah, because Jimmy was describing his perfect woman to Ricky, and then he was like, "Dude, you should just do Twitch."
He said, "Twitch is all of those things." And then I text Twitch. I was like, "Twitch, be a girl." And that was life in the wasteland.
I don't think any of those bigger boobs. It's like the smallest.
Look at that. It's like inverted mosquito bites.
Oh my god. I remember I was talking to Alex one time. No, we were talking. I was like, "Dude, you remember this chick?" He's like, "Oh yeah, man, bitch, fucking mosquito bite titties and all that shit." I was like, "Alex, dude!
You're not running anybody titty committee."
Oh, right there, James.
Oh, I get it.
That's not two times. Oh.
Oh. Oh. It seems to be a very common thing with this. Oh.
Oh, Michael.
For some reason, it only seems to work with the word Michael.
Oh my god.
Michael. Oh my god, Michael.
Oh my. My Cole.
Your colon?
My Cole. My Cole.
For some reason, this all reminds me of Fat Gums. For some reason.
Right? Fat Gums is always relevant in life. I miss that guy. Where'd he go?
Put this bottle cap in your gums.
I can't. It's gonna hurt.
That's what makes
them
fat gums.
No, what makes them fat gums is sweet pickles. Why were there whole sweet pickles in our fridge? I don't know. That's a good question.
But dude, I hate pickles.
But I'm glad there were. I'm really glad there were.
I thought it was James. Like other James.
No.
That was him?
Yeah.
Did he just like open the door and they magically appear?
I opened the door and they were there and I was like, "Oh my god."
Maybe. I don't know.
My sister hadn't moved in yet.
No.
It wasn't Perla.
No.
Was it?
I think someone just like bought the wrong.
God bless whoever bought those sweet pickles. They deserve all the good things in life that happened to them.
How come we got Ozarka and I got shitty fucking generic water?
Yeah, how come I got Albertsons. This is gay shit. You get like six trade jugs of gallons.
Hashtag 16.9 fluid ounce.
Oh, dude. Hashtag Michael. Oh my god, Michael.
Let's write a song.
Okay.
No, but
I'm gonna start it. That's a beat.
I can ask my friend Joey. I'm pretty sure you can give us a beat. Can we record it and send it to him? Just do put a beat behind this.
This doesn't make for good theme song when you're just talking over my fat beats. My god, Michael.
John, your discretion. John, come on.
Nice. Take it.
That little whine that you made, it could be like used as a remix.
They want to hear you squeal like a pig.
Deliverance shit?
Oh. It doesn't matter with you.
Some little like bug. Really close to my ear, so it sounded like it was a giant bug.
You know, what book I always hated? Why mosquitoes buzz in people's ears? Because that's bullshit. Nobody slaps their fucking ear unless you're stupid.
Have you twitched that? Did you see his eye?
Yeah. You slapped it. What, you dumb? No, I just want the mosquito dead. Why don't you just go like, don't slap it? Like, because if I go like, "Oh, I'm gonna rub," that gives it the chance, and like, I'm being gentle.
What the?
There's a fucking mosquito.
Well, you think that mosquito's gonna be like, "Oh, he gave me a chance to come back. fuck him up.
No, yeah. It's like, give me a chance to redeem myself. Now I can make my life better.
Fucking because of
the
liars. He
starts dealing drugs.
I've never slept. Like, every time I feel something here, I kind of just go.
It's true. Every time I feel something here, I just slap Twitch.
Hey, Twitch, come over here. It's like, it's how Charlie Murphy slaps the dream.
Slaps him in a downward motion, so it has to hit his
head. But what sucks is when I hit the mosquito, like, I slap myself, and then there's a dead mosquito on my arm.
And or what's worse is when you see the mosquito, and you go like that, and you, like, feel it, and then you lift it, and there's no mosquito.
And the bed,
you question
just, like,
whether you're awake or not.
And then there's just HIV blood all over
the other day. The other day, for some reason I found a peso, and I was like, huh.
I find this all this time at work.
Pisses me off.
One of these days, I'm gonna smash a mosquito, but like in the process, I'm gonna like cut Jimmy and then like just spear
him. You're gonna cut me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut so Jimmy. You're just gonna be like.
Yeah, and then all the HIV blood and the West Nile.
Yeah, you'll just be dead. Like by the time you hit it,
the blood will just go.
Like be like exfoliated by your.
So like I was saying, I rudely interrupted. Nah, I didn't get rudely interrupted. So segue.
Bring it.
This is show no show.
Oh my god, show no show.
Follow. I feel like throwing up because I ate three pieces at once.
Oh god, we're tripling everything on the show.
I don't know why you did that.
Triple dog.
You need to stop doing the things I tell you to.
Triple pizza.
Dude, if we go out and you're like, dude, buy three McDoubles and just fucking eat them all.
Dude, first. Right now, just go to Whataburger. When we go to Whataburger, let's stop by McDonald's and ask for a McGangbang.
That's like only a McChicken and a McDouble.
No, and then you get
exactly,
that,
but it's three inside of the Whataburger.
It's like a McCheeseburger. It's like two McCheeseburgers with a McChicken.
James, I've had one of them before. I can do it.
They they have a McCheeseburger. No, I don't believe you.
It's just a single patty, though.
They don't have.
It's called a cheeseburger. It's on the menu. A McCheeseburger. That's like that time that Bridget walked into Wendy's and asked for a McDouble.
And like, oh yeah.
So they just like, oh okay.
Wait, but maybe the McCheeseburger is why they only give you one of the patties and you for 20 bucks.
There's no such thing as
there's
a McCheeseburger.
Dude, I'm pretty sure there's a thing for as a McBig Mac.
A McBig Mac.
Actually, I once ordered a McDouble and then they only gave me a McCheeseburger.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got this since we're talking about McDonald's. I went to Hong Kong buffet.
You went to Ching Chong Pung Wang?
God damn it, I edit that shit out.
To Tang Su Hui? No, and I was like, hey, look. Well, I went with Gerald.
Did they make chickens? Or?
Hey, let's eat this fucking...
Did the guy at the front desk, was his name Peng Peng?
God, his story's never going to get out.
Ching Long? No, his name was, fuck, where his name was, he was like,
Stan
hello.
Bill.
He was like, hello, welcome to Shane, how can I help you? I was like,
hey, fuck off, Bill.
Sidewalk.
You got a dying Japanese dog.
What was that? So, I was perusing the aisles, and I was like, look at all this Chinese.
Perusing.
And
then,
yeah. What's wrong with that?
Perusing.
And then Gerald was like, dude, look. I was like, what? Pizza. We're at a fucking Chinese restaurant, he gets pizza, I'm like, oh, look at this potato wedges. And the chicken nuggets. I'm like, oh, look at these chicken nuggets.
You don't know what was stupider than that? I went to a Chinese buffet.
I'm not even done with what I'm saying.
Okay, then.
Was there a McCheeseburger?
But I went to a, Chinese buffet once, Michael. And it tasted good.
It did taste good. I had some orange chicken.
But actually, what I was going to say is I went to a Chinese buffet once, and they had Mongolian duck.
Did you eat it?
Goddamn Mongolians.
Really?
Yes. Was that the one where you went with Jerry?
No, it was... This was in Vegas.
Oh.
You know what's cool? Getting a little crayfish and putting them in people's drinks. Right? You never done that to anybody?
No!
Anybody at your table, and like, they're about to take a drink of it, and they just see it like,
help me.
It's still alive?
No, it was dead. I think. I smashed it before I put it in the book.
Never done that.
You know what sucks? When you severely underestimate how much, like, a little piece of sushi is going to fill you up.
I didn't have sushi.
Yeah,
it's good.
Is
sushi good?
Yeah, sushi is bomb. Some sushi is good. It depends on what the feeling is. I don't like spicy sushi.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? What's wrong with spicy sushi?
I just don't like the... I like my sushi to be either just like fish and cheese and
he
stuff.
He likes it to be really limp.
Or fruit sushi, where there's no actual raw fish in there. It's just different chopped vegetables and fruits. It's delicious.
I felt like the Orientals did though, because I got a little bowl, and like I got that rice.
Yeah.
John, you're still reeling over fucking fruit food?
No, he's reeling over. You know what's good? Octopus.
My mom had some octopus last time.
Octopus.
Eight legs. Octopus.
Octopus
and tentacles.
Got that big dome.
That big dome. got that big dome.
That big dome.
For some reason, it reminded me of the Sharknado.
We need to talk about Sharknado.
I saw
and how if I hadn't have seen Pacific Rim immediately afterwards, Sharknado would still be like the best thing I've seen in recent memory.
And I think what made you happy was that one guy from Glee who died, like apparently it was over heroin, apparently he tweeted about Sharknado.
Why would anybody be happy that anybody died? Because he was on the cast of Glee.
Yeah, he's making something of his life. What are you doing?
Everything.
What has he done? He's on a fucking show.
He was famous. Oh yeah, he's got power, dude.
Show no chill.
That guy from Glee.
Heroin.
Oh yeah.
But heroin. Why did we throw heroin?
You know what pisses me off?
I don't know.
When soda's like when the syrup from soda's been sitting there and it just looks like pure 100% Colombian black tar soda.
Wait. So who is going to be the next pop culture person to die? Because I feel like they've all just been...
We actually had... me and Aldo, we had a thing going. We're having a potluck. We're having a potluck to see if you can guess who the next person is to die and when. I had Charlie Sheen in like 10 years. No, I had... who was it? I had Bruce Willis in 15.
That man's immortal. He ain't never gonna die.
Bruce Willis, 15 years. He's done.
All right. Well, this is 15
years. What?
He's gonna die.
Yeah, this has been the Aldo.
Isn't he already like 60 something?
I got him at 15. Or Charlie Sheen in 3 days.
You can't. Charlie Sheen's in the movie with shitty kids.
You don't think he can?
Yeah,
die
but
soon?
They filmed that movie already. So what if he's already dead?
Call them.
Wait, which movie?
The 2.5 Men, man.
That's Ashton.
You know it already.
Well, he does have anger management.
Well, like I said, I got Charlie Sheen in 3 days.
Does that have anything to do with that movie?
No. That's what I always think. Like, tonight, Anger Management, I was like, hey, that's a really cool movie. And then, like, it starts, and it's fucking Charlie Sheen. And
it's
like,
Charlie Sheen throwing peanut butter side down bread at a window.
What type of monster
would do this?
Tom Cruise?
What the fuck?
Tom Cruise in the War of the Worlds.
That's the one scene that ruins the movie for me.
He does that?
Where Tom Cruise is having a panic attack. So he starts making a whole bunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And then the little girl is like, I'm allergic to peanut butter. And he just gets pissed. And he gets his bread and he throws it at the window.
I don't remember this.
Really? So for the rest of the scene, it's just stuck there.
And it like it systematically slides down just, like
oh
I actually remember that. God damn, that was the greatest part of that movie.
All right, so
remember that one scene in Sharknado where the guy is like, I got this. So he starts revving a chainsaw and then he like braces himself in an alleyway and then this on chainsaw he holds it up like he's ready to attack something. And then a shark just falls out of the sky and lands like right on it. Like he knew.
So is this movie like exactly what I think it is? Like
no, it's not like a tornado of sharks. It's
no.
Like a tornado hits this town and then the fucking it's full of sharks and shit now.
No. It goes deeper than that. These sharks are genetically engineered to be amphibian so that they can survive out of water.
It goes deeper than a fucking tornado hitting the ocean.
Continue.
And then the sharks being in the city.
And then, for some reason, all of these amphibian sharks get pulled into this storm system. And then, like, they control the tornado or some shit.
You're bullshitting me right now, please.
Well, no. You're fucking serious.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, so that's the only way I can describe it.
You know what pisses me off is that John likes to see fucking weird movies. One of the movies that he would tell me was like, oh, dude, I was like, dude, you know how Transformers is getting? He's like, oh, Transmorphers? And till this year,
dude,
how long ago was this movie come out? Like, you told me about it.
It came out.
And John was like, dude, Transformers, bro. You're watching
Transformers.
I'm never gonna watch this shit. I watched it on Netflix. Dude, I couldn't even get through
it. It pisses me off that it's
bad
there.
Acting, bad CGI.
Wait, Transmorphers is on Netflix?
Yeah, it's Transmorphers 1 and then, like, Trans-fucking-Morphers 2. And I was like, what the fuck? No fucking
I didn't even finish seeing the first one because I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, like, when you see
Sharknado is so good.
You misread it. You're like, oh, it's Transmorphers.
It's so good because all these sharks are pulled up in the tornado. But some of them are just in the periphery of it. So every time there's a wide view of the city, and you see like, these three giant tornadoes, you see like sharks just flying out, like falling from the sky. And then every once in a while, there's just this wicked awesome scene of a shark flailing crazily through the sky, and then it just like smacks at full velocity against the side of a wall and dies.
What about that one girl that got thrown out through a helicopter, and then it just like swallows her whole, and at the end of the movie, the one of the guys who just like gets swallowed by the same shark and then like cuts her open and she's alive.
Yeah, she can. Yeah, cuts so her like, open, just like this, they figure out the one bitch. Way to stop the Sharknados is by bombing them, like throwing a bomb into the middle of it.
This movie's good.
And so like, there's this dude on a helicopter, and then they're lighting bombs and throwing them into the middle of each tornado.
You know who comes out in that movie?
James, don't tell me. Please don't tell me.
JD's girlfriend in Scrubs, the crazy one, the one that's like related to
Tara Reid. Tara Reid.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Tara Reid comes out in Sharknado.
You know what you should have been doing with the time to say watch Sharknado? Watching Scrubs.
No. I would have missed the scene where the helicopter shakes and then the girl's like, and then she grabs onto the helicopter and then she falls off. And then a great white comes out of the sky and eats her, and then just returns to business, like in the tornado.
It's flying. Like, yeah. It flies out to eat it.
It's flying.
Oh, this movie.
Why did he just, like, destroy the helicopter or something? It wanted to eat her. Because she, like, fell off the helicopter. And the great white's like, well, I can't eat the whole helicopter, so I get to eat her.
So let's fucking, like, steer over here and eat her.
So the shark. So basically, there's no sharks I film my matches.
Maybe I should.
Sharks big enough to eat
I'm not gonna, I can't eat the whole
shark. That doesn't seem, like, rational, but.
No, these are all real sharks.
Bullshit, they're real sharks!
And then at the end of the movie, there's this. That one great white is, like, falling through the sky. And for some reason, no one wants to move out of the way. So, like, the main dude, he revs his chainsaw again. And then he gets a running start. And he jumps into the mouth of the great white. And then, like...
Instead of just laying the great white, like, just fucking
slam into there. Yeah, no, because he had a plan. He jumps into it. And then, like, 5 minutes later, after they're done mourning for him, like, he cuts out of it. And then he pulls the girl out, and she's alive.
Was it, like, King Great White or some fucking shit? I don't know, is this
fucking
Moon?
Did they kill all the sharks?
Was it fucking Moon Bear King?
Yeah, the fucking Moon Bear King.
Bag.
Yes, the king of the Moon Bear.
Moon Bear King, did we come up with that?
No, it's an actual thing in a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a puppeteer. Oh, the puppeteer, that's right.
Moon Bear King, because that exists.
I remember we were talking about whether it's the
he's the Bear King of the Moon.
God, what if Sharknado
is on
right now?
He's the king
now.
Of the Moon Bears.
Probably is on Sci-Fi, they show a lot of stupid-ass movies.
Ah, that was... That movie was second only to Pacific Rim.
I saw one movie on Sci-Fi about dragons.
Dragons.
And it was fucking sick.
Was it as bad as that dinosaur one?
Which one?
Were the skeleton dinosaurs?
No, I just saw a movie because I changed it because it was...
I saw a glimpse of this movie where like it's a T-Rex but it's like made of bones.
A
it's
fossil?
Just bone. Yeah, it's like it's just a fossil. Like fuck, you
it's made of bones.
Get fucked, John. Anyways, like and like
what?
And this fucking like pterodactyl like comes and
is
it crashes
made
into
of bones?
It. Yeah, it crashes into a T-Rex and then like
they come by
and it became like this flying T-Rex. I was like.
Oh. Wait, how is it flying?
Because
it doesn't have anything between its wings.
Dude, there was no rational like.
It's like they were like magic.
Like I'm okay with the T-Rex like being made of bones and stuff. I'm not okay with something being able to fly when it clearly doesn't have the means to fly.
The sharks don't have a means to fly.
Tornadoes.
Man.
The Sharknado. I loved every time a shark just slammed to the side of a boulder.
Does it show that often?
Yes.
Why?
It was like the whole back, like, 15-20 minutes of the movie was just sharks slamming into shit.
All right. Christina, you have some questions for us? It's like we had an audience that just didn't want to fucking
participate. We have an audience that likes to be anonymous, Michael. The instant you call them out, that's it.
They introduce themselves.
Yeah, because we made them.
Kick over the stand.
You kick over the stand? In other news,
I'm gonna panic.
Ryan Davis, a guy who, like, I modeled a lot of, like, the show notes show after, and even as far as, like, the way I try to structure the show when it does have structure,
it's... Your reasoning for podcasting?
Yeah, a lot of the big reason for podcasting, like, he passed away the past week.
July 3rd?
Yeah. And not even being, like, a major podcast that was part of, like, the communication circle of, like, that tier of podcasters, that still sort of got me, and I was all very glum for a couple days that
no,
day.
No, I felt it, dude.
It was like, yeah. And even now, it still sticks, not because I'm sad about it, but because that guy is the producer of the content that I check every day on the internet. So I wake up and I turn on my computer. I'm like, well, why am I on the internet? I'm not going to find anything that I really want to like watch or listen to right now. So that sucks.
Yeah, that really fucking is good.
He's also the reason why a running gag on the show notes show is, hey, everyone, it's Tuesday, even when it's not Tuesday.
Like, even when it's Tuesday.
But it's okay, everybody.
Every day is not Tuesday.
It's always Tuesday now.
It is eternal Tuesday.
Well, don't
leave
it on that depressing note.
We have to. It's so depressing. You didn't even care, and then you got super depressed.
It was depressing. Like,
where the fuck? What the fuck?
Like, I thought, what?
You teleported.
Like, yeah, I was telling you at Twitch, James, I was like, what? I'm not familiar with his work. But I know because the podcast I listen to, the site that I go on to, they mention him as, like, this great guy. They don't, like, they never talk about any of their sister sites like IGN and GameSpy, Giant Bomb, 4PP, like they never talk about them like in a bad light. They're always like, oh man, this guy was really funny and shit like that. Go listen to their podcast. They're always just like spreading it. So I like, but I mean, that's kind of messed up. I haven't heard any recent podcasts of them, like to hear them mourn for.
Yeah. It's fucking ugly, man. In fact, what I thought was really crazy is, right after it happened, that next Tuesday, the Giant Bomb guys, like, they put out a podcast anyways. Because, I guess proving the point that Ryan Davis, he fucking hated missing a week. Like, the site always had to be putting out content. And so if they didn't, he would go and record content, something that day and put it out.
They would be doing him a disservice.
Yeah.
And I know somebody told him, told the Giant Bomb like cast that they should just do one last show and then that's it. And they were like, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, they didn't respond so negatively, but they're like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
In fact, their response was as simple as, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that on the thing. Man, it's like... it's weird, though, because I never, like, I mean, in this industry, like, I never think about someone, like, dying. Like, it's like, for some reason, it's just this industry, like, gaming industry, that I don't ever think of someone, like, passing.
Everyone's just immortal.
Yeah, for me,
for
everyone's
the whole of July.
Like, they'll move on, like
for, think about what
for,
they do.
They'll move on to other projects, they'll move on to other websites, but, like, or to other jobs, but, like, that's it. They don't stop
perish.
Living.
Yeah.
Like, the podcast I listen to, they lost one of their core members that's been there since for 5 years. One of, like, the person that started the podcast with them. And then he left, so I was like, oh, this is... I was sad for, like, the coming weeks, but I was like... I know where he's left, you know.
I was sad when Travis left.
You were sad when Travis left? He didn't leave, though. He just doesn't want to be on the podcast anymore.
Exactly. He moved to Florida for a while, and then he, like, stopped being on the cast. I miss Travis. Travis was my favorite.
You were listening to the podcast I was when you were that? Like, that was... Those are the guys that I listened to, like, I mean, that was their sex advice show, but
IGN has a sex advice show?
They used to. They went for 20 episodes, and then, like, they just branched off to Super. Because, like, those guys like the Super Nintendo. So they went from, like,
the original to Super Nuts. So their podcast was Nothing Roots, now it's Super Nothing Roots. Mm-hmm. Go listen to it. It's fucking funny. Yeah. Good sex advice. You drink. You get drunk, but you do some things.
Yeah. So I can listen to Cocktail Time and go.
But yeah, in case, like, we're not doing Ryan Davis any service in the role he played in the industry, listen to the Giant Bomb's July 7th episode, I think. The one they put out right after the 4th of July weekend. And the entire thing is literally everyone who worked in that office all together in the podcasting room, and they're all just sort of talking to each other about how they all met Ryan. And sort of what he did, yeah. And it was really touching, because you could tell that a lot of them were trying to, like, hide the fact that they essentially lost a brother. And there are even a few points where you could tell that, like, they of them would start to, like, crack, and then the podcast would take a little break, and then they would resume a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. This shit's fucking ugly, man. You got him trapped, John.
Is there anything else?
I don't know. How long have we been going?
We've been going for a while.
We've been going 2 hours and 5 minutes.
14 episodes, that's Michael. Good. Yeah.
So,
I'll wrap it up. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Usually, Jimmy, you're really good at wrapping up the show.
Okay. Is that it? Is that nobody else has anything else to talk about?
No.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Show Notes Show podcast. Like us on Facebook if you haven't already at facebook.com/shownoteshow. Feel free to leave a comment on anything you would want to hear us talk about. Leave a comment on our blogspot, which is shownoteshow.blogspot.com. Just, you know, giving us any advice on what you would like to hear, you know, hear us talk about or anything like that.
Listen to the spoiler cast and tell us if you want to do anything like that for other specific games.
Yeah, we can fucking turn into some other games like that.
Follow us on Twitter. You can follow Michael at Fats2882 with two T's. You can follow Ricky at RickTopside, Twitch at TwitchXXV, and myself at The Great Jambi. That's DJAMBI.
Can I add something, though, to vote to change Ricky's name on Twitter to Tits Topside?
Okay. We're not going to change it to Tits Topside. If we're going to change it, it's going to be Dick Strangler. Okay?
Dude, like, honestly, Rick Topside sounds cool.
You know what?
Tits Topside.
I'll give you guys this.
Also, guess what? I secretly renamed the Show Note Show.
The Show Note Show.
We're still SNS, but now we're the Sharknado Show.
Oh, goddammit. Get the fuck out of here. We're not changing our name to that. I hope we know that. No!
I'm totally on board for that.
For the Sharknado Show.
The Sharknado.
If you guys can get enough votes, like you for Tits Topside or you for the Dick Strangler, I'll change it.
Please.
But I see hard evidence.
Okay. Please. Everybody leave a comment.
I'm talking about you, guy from Russia.
Either one's a winner. Honestly, either one's a winner. Dick Strangler or Tits Topside.
And if nobody gets any votes or it's a tie, I keep my name.
How many of our comments we can get on the Facebook page about either Dick Strangler or Tits Topside? How many do you have to get it to?
It's from now until next time we record.
Alright, that's a week. You motherfuckers got a week. Anything else, guys? You got anything else?
Alright, so...
If you guys have any recommendations about what we should play, I will be doing my thing about 100% games. Michael will be doing his thing about crayons and colors or whatever.
you're not wrong. I got some drawing
Ricky will be...
crayons and colors and shit.
I will definitely be finishing Breaking Bad and Dark Souls.
Verba?
Definitely won't finish Dark Souls ever, though.
And Twitch will be doing his remake
thing. It's pretty fucking
hard. But feel free to leave us any suggestions on games we should play, games we shouldn't play.
Ooh!
Tell us how much
I will be buying a Vita.
Yeah, Ricky will be buying a Vita.
Right now, actually.
But thank you, everybody. Seriously, we are a growing community, and we can only keep growing with your help. So any feedback you guys have for us is really fucking great.
Please.
That's all for me. So thank you, guys.
And thanks, everybody. This has been
dudes.
Yeah.
It's been the Show Not Show.
The Show Not Show episode.
Thanks to thank you to John.
Oh yeah, thank you to our special guests, John.
John.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Thank you,
Bridget. Myself.
Bridget.
I really want to thank James.
I'm always behind the scenes, just for the record.
I really want to thank James Medrano because he's so amazing.
Show
Not Show.
think, James.
Bring it back around.
The show note.
The what?
The show note.